last time on the Don and Mike Show.
Hand me the black light.
One of the things that he said was that there was all kinds of geesh everywhere.
Right.
And then Buzz said, well, you really want to know how to find it, go with a black light.
Look at that stain, Don.
Oh, my God. Look, it drips down further. Look at that.
Hold on. And wait.
That's geesh.
Go further. It drips a second time.
Ow! I swear to God. Oh, I'm going to puke. I am going to puke.
The Don and Mike Show.
Geronimo and Mike O'Mara Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, welcome to our show.
Mr. Son of a Beat.
Hello, everybody. You got the Don and Mike Show. Coming to you live 4 hours every weekday from the studios of WJFK, Washington, D.C. Broadcasting nationwide and coast to coast. You can call Don and Mike anytime for free at 877-365-3636.
Oh, that's right.
So turn your radio down. Know who would you do call. Don't call to play the name game. No calls to rape women. Don't ask when they're coming to your town.
What?
And don't call telling jokes.
Really?
Jesus, you're not laying in your own puke, are you?
The Don and Mike Show. You can get it. Move to your left. Move to your right. The Don and Mike Show. The best thing you're going to find. The Don and Mike Show. On your radio.
The Don and Mike
Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Well, we made it here safely. We're live in Reno.
Yay!
And you know why?
Why?
The hat that I was wearing?
Yes.
Phil Hochberg is my co-pilot.
Son of Christ!
Wow!
Phil Hochberg!
Please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
I'm Rob A. Rob Spiewak from the Don and Mike Show on WJFK, and I want to know, are you ready to help our team do a big win over the Giants today? What do you say, fans?
Rob Spiewak!
Hey, what do you say, fans?
You know, when I got on my luxury 1957 jet plane last night,
yeah,
there was a little statue of Phil on the dashboard.
You sure it wasn't Phil's mom?
It might have been. Oh, Mary Hochberg. And, you know, Phil wasn't feeling at all well this morning. But
why?
He took a nice big Todd, and now he's okay.
Okay.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Plantzer, and all the ships to sea. Hey, looking forward to meeting all the Reno men and all the Tahoes. Live from Nevada, it's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robbie, and hello. Don and Mike Show coming to you today from our Reno affiliate, KPLY.
Yay!
In the heart of the biggest little city in America.
Yes, on the 14th floor of the Sheriff's Detention Center. I'm not lying, it is. That's where the radio station is.
Wow. That's where we are, ladies and gentlemen.
Overlooking the skyline of Reno, it's a new episode on Friday. February 23, and the phone number, same as it ever was.
Same as it ever was.
Oh. 877-365-3636. We accept your phone calls, and as always,
welcome to my world.
Welcome to our world of indecision.
Won't you come on in?
Welcome to our always controversial world.
Welcome to our world of censorship.
Miracles, I guess.
And why is it that it always happens 10 minutes before we go on the air?
Because that's just the way it has to happen. I don't think there's any other way that it can happen.
I mean,
step into my heart.
Everything else has been fine. Everybody got out here. The studio is laid out perfectly.
They couldn't treat us any nicer. The people from K-Play have been fantastic.
The news crews are here. The naked people are here. But still, it's a CF. And, of course, it's built with you in mind.
Built with you in mind.
So listen, we're here. We're in Reno.
We're in control here now, gentlemen.
We're here, queer. We're not going skiing. And You know, it's always something. And here's what it is today. And I don't want to have a rave out. I don't want to have a premature rave out.
Right. No, we should just wait and see what happens. But we do. It is foremost in our minds right now that something's going on that we're a little concerned about.
Well, we have to announce to the people, to the 600 people who lined up this morning at 6 o'clock in the morning at Lake Tahoe, and the 1,000 people who lined up this morning. Many of them spent the night overnight with space heaters and tents and stuff to get the tickets for the Las Vegas style show tonight at Harrah's in Reno. Harrah's in Tahoe, excuse me.
To the best of our knowledge, all the people that were there early, all the people that got there and waited overnight, they did get their tickets, so we're very happy about that. But there's just a tiny little fly in the ointment right now.
And there always is. You know, when we go somewhere and we do the Las Vegas style show, I mean, Jesus H. Christ.
Right.
We run ads saying what is a raunchy show.
Right.
We say that we're going to do the nude feud. We say that we're going to do the underwear fashion show. We are in Reno where there are gentlemen's clubs on every other corner. When we stayed at Harrah's last night, they have a topless show in the hotel that we were staying at.
Yeah, and we figure we're okay because our topless fun is not like that professional topless fun. You know, we have the amateurs up there. And
I mean, no, you can get laid in this town legally. I mean, we have girls from the Bunny Ranch coming in today. So 20 minutes ago, right before we go on the air, we meet with the general manager of the Harrah's Tahoe. Seems to be a nice enough fella.
He's the marketing manager, yeah.
And he says, hi, nice to meet you. And he leaves the room, and Broyhill comes in and says, Harrah's is here with their lawyers.
Right.
And they are concerned that you're going to have people getting naked tonight on stage. Like, this is the first time that they've heard about it.
Now, the tasteful nudity involved in our program is something that we hope everybody knows about when we do these Las Vegas Tahoe-style shows. And right now, they're trying to get that worked out. And I sure hope it's not a problem, because it really is what we do. I mean, the underwear fashion show, we call it the underwear fashion show, but what it is is normally the kind of take your clothes off fashion show.
And the nude feud.
Right.
Listen. It's
funny.
Self-explanatory. We play the Family Feud and people take their clothes off. And
I got to tell you, anybody that's ever seen the nude feud, trust me, there's nothing sexual about it.
So, listen, here's where we stand on this. We are certainly not going to cancel the show tonight, but if the people from Harrah's decide that they don't want nudity...
That's kind of what we do.
Yeah. I mean, there's no other way to describe a Las Vegas-style show, with the exception of when we went to Wichita, when we knew... Going in, that Wichita had anti-nudity ordinances.
Yeah, we worked around that, but we didn't, you know, with Wichita, we knew it well in advance. It wasn't 5 minutes before we were going on the air.
And listen, this is Nevada. You can get in your car and you can pay $20 and go get a BJ.
That's why, you know...
I mean, you can. I know it's something worth clapping for, guys.
Absolutely.
But you can.
Well, you know, apparently Charlie is dealing with those people right now.
And not from my own experience, but you can get manual release for $7.50.
Right.
You get change back from your...
Yeah, it's a fantastic bargain.
And, you know, for less than that, you can get a finger up your duke.
And you can get a $9.95 steak.
Right. You get the nice prime rib special.
You can probably get the finger up your duke as you're eating the $9.95 steak.
And you get change back from your 10 spot.
It's Sin City.
It's a decadent little town,
right.
Reno is. And I don't see why...
It's perfect for our show.
Yeah, and Lake Tahoe, listen, it's just as bad.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't know what's going on. We tried to get Charlie to say something to us at the beginning of the show, but he's still apparently in conference with the powers that be.
So either way, we will be going to... Tahoe tonight.
Well, we're coming up to Tahoe regardless
to Harrah's
of what happens, and we're gonna see the people that got those free tickets. No matter what happens, it just depends on how things play out as to whether we do the show we do.
Yeah, right. I mean, I just told Mike before we went on the air. Worst case scenario,
we might just get up on stage and cook eggs for everybody.
Yeah, I mean, we might do.
Thank you, Rob. Pancakes.
When we used to go to when Blockbuster Video first opened, they would hire me and Mike to go to every Blockbuster Video opening, and we would sit there at a table for 2 hours, and we would just say hi to people.
And that's what we'll do.
And if we have to. That's what we'll do tonight. We'd much rather do our regular full stage show for you.
We would, and we're going to have to wait and see what happens with that. We hope everything gets worked out. And we don't want to be premature, though.
But no, come on. They came in with lawyers at 20 minutes before the show started.
Oh, my God.
To announce that they might have some legal problems with the stuff that we're doing.
Not good. See, Now I can't hear anything.
And Wendell, just turn something down. Turn the headphones back up, please, Wendell, so we can hear ourselves.
There.
Thank you very much, Wendell.
Thanks, Wendell.
Thank you.
So that's where we sit right now. We don't know what the result is going to be. It's kind of driving us nuts. I'm dying for Charlie Broyhill to come through that door and give us an update and let us know what's going on. And really, with all the stuff we do at our show, yes, is it a raunchy show?
Yes.
Sure it is.
But it's advertised as such.
But it is not anything that's bad.
No.
It's funny.
It's good bad.
It's good clean nudity.
It is.
I know that sounds stupid, but it's good clean nude fun.
And listen, it's the show that has been advertised in every other market that we've gone to. And Jesus Christ, for the last time, you can get laid in this town and pay for it and not get arrested.
Absolutely. I don't think it's this town, Don.
Well, in this
area.
You
have to go outside the city limits.
Oh, well, come on. Well, you mean to tell me that that club the guy was telling us about yesterday, it was across the street from our hotel, that you
right.
couldn't have walked into a back room and
and gotten manual release?
Yeah, I'm sure.
I don't know.
I don't know. Let's ask Buzz about that. Buzz, how much did you pay for your manual release?
$750. I got changed back for my 10.
Yeah, and I want to thank the people at K-Play for paying for our hotel room and paying for all those movies. And I think I did set the record. Charlie Broyhill pointed out at lunch yesterday that I have the record as far as movies are concerned. So I hold that record still.
And I don't know what is wrong with me. I didn't even watch porn. You know what I watched?
What?
I watched Red Planet.
Right.
I watched Remember the Titans. And I watched Dr. T and the Women.
Oh, no.
Fag.
I know. I know I'm a big fag.
You know, Red Planet, no problem. I see you watching that movie.
Remember the Titans?
Remember the Titans. I absolutely, ladies and gentlemen, Charlie Broyhill has come into the studio. We've been awaiting his good word, and now we're...
Do you have an announcement about the show tonight?
Yes, I do.
And it is?
No nudity.
Well, then that means...
Women can have pasties. There can be no bottomless nudity of any kind by anybody.
Jesus Christ.
So we can do it topless if they have little pasties on,
right.
Or like little Band-Aids.
Little Band-Aids.
Well, Don, I think we have to go like we've done before. We have to go out and get the Band-Aids.
We've got tape here.
Damn.
I heard you mention you can go anywhere and see these topless women.
You can.
And things. Right.
Right.
They're employed by where they're working. The people who will be nude tonight are not employed.
Well, how come the dickheads at Harrah's didn't bother to mention this except 20 minutes before we arrived?
Yeah, why did
they have to go on the air?
Never thought it was going to be an issue.
Well, who didn't think it was going to be an issue?
Harrah's.
I don't get that either.
Neither do I.
I mean, didn't they know what they were getting?
Yes, but they didn't think there would be a problem with the nudity based on the same things that you had mentioned.
So the guys, what about if we put, like, tape over the guys? Because we really like to have the nude feud.
Yeah, I mean,
right,
something we're going to have to discuss logistics on.
Yeah, if we put, like, something on the guys' parts... Can we?
I'm so tired of discussing logistics. I'd just like to do the friggin' show.
Because, I mean, I'm okay. I'm sure you're okay.
Wear a cup?
With a... Yeah. Why don't we just have more cups?
All right. But they have to be small cups.
Small cups.
Small cups.
So all the guys that are going to participate in our nude feud or in our contest for the underwear fashion show have to wear... We got to get a sporting goods store.
Dixie cups.
No,
that's what they need. Dixie cups.
Wait. Let's go. We're in Reno, Don. You said it before. We're in Reno. There's got to be a store here.
Yeah, of course there is.
G-strings. Can the guys wear... The guys are going to have to wear G-strings.
And the girls will have to wear thongs.
Can you ask those guys right? I mean,
you know what? Let's get this down, because here's what we need. For the girls, we'll buy the Band-Aids, the round kind, okay? So that their nipples are covered with a round Band-Aid.
It's just the nipple.
The areola.
Right.
Yeah, well, pasties.
Oh, come on.
So can we, but you know what?
The areolas are nice.
We ought to get real pasties, though. Real
ones. Oh, my God.
We're trying to.
And G-strings for everybody.
But really, really thin G-strings. Would you ask the people at Harrah's if they would mind coming in here and telling us what the hell they were thinking?
Sure.
Bringing us up here?
So now we're going to... the idea of the guys in the G-strings for the
yeah, I know. It's better than seeing their wieners and
yeah, that's no problem.
But, you know, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
What's wrong with some areola action? All you're talking about is the bumpy area of skin that surrounds the nipple.
I think, if I'm not mistaken, they have... I'm not sure because I don't know... That show that's in the casino hotel, the Harrah's Reno that we stayed in... they had a videotape of that show, and then they didn't show anything. Mm. So you could see breasts. But, you know, haven't we seen a show where they have those kind of pasties that are just like technically pasties, but they're... Do you know what I'm talking about?
Well, couldn't we get like see-through band-aids?
Well, no, I think there's a specific kind of pasty that is used for shows where they have a legal requirement.
Hey, Lisa, can you hear me? You got the mic on there, honey? Lisa's back at the station. If anybody calls from Reno and knows where we can buy see-through regulation
whore
pants,
whore pants, pasties.
No, whore pasties.
We're gonna need a ton of g-strings and pasties.
Yeah, we gotta have like at least 50 of the pasties.
Whore pasties.
The issue is pasties. We have to know what kind of
here comes the guy from Harrah's.
Is this Barry?
Yeah. First off, let me just tell you. I think this guy Barry hates us to begin with, because when we arrived yesterday, Mike, the guy from the radio station, said
that he heard we called him a fag or something.
And I
don't think we did. Was there a machine that we had where we called you? You said your name was a fag name.
No, what happened? I guess the other day you guys were on the air and you were talking about coming out here and you were going to be greeted by one of the former type of Nevada employees, the Italian type.
Yeah, the mafia guy.
Vinny Bag of Donuts,
what's
right.
What's the name of the guy that's going to be out here? And
right.
They said Barry Phillips. Barry Phillips, he sounds like a fag.
Well, all right.
My brother-in-law called me from Sacramento.
I don't recall saying that, but it's entirely possible.
All right, now we're very discombobulated here. We want to get all these requirements clear before we do the show. Now, I have a pasty question for you.
Yeah.
The show you've got right across the street, that erotica2000.com.
Right.
Is that, do they have pasties
no,
on?
No, it's a topless show.
Okay, so that's okay.
Well, and I got to take responsibility because I heard you guys talking, and I've been listening to you for years. I've always loved the show. In fact, a good friend of mine is Dee Dee the Skank, who used to run the station. You guys may remember from
here. Sure, we do.
The Red Man.
Yeah, okay.
So I love the show, and so when I had the opportunity to bring this to Harrah's Lake Tahoe, I jumped at it in a second. I never thought there'd be a problem because adult reviews are part of what we do in a casino. What I found out this morning is adult reviews are paid employees by a casino, and the fact that they are topless is part of what they do.
Well, why don't you pay all the people who participate a stipend?
What if we gave like everybody a dollar?
Yeah, it's
come on.
I agree with you.
This is Nevada. You mean that stuff like this doesn't happen all the time underneath the table?
Can't we like pay just the people that volunteer to participate in our reindeer games if we hire them?
Yes, right.
It sounds like something you could solve with. But
what kind of do they have pasties out here that are like? Pasties that aren't pasties.
Some. We're going to find some somewhere. If we can't find gaffy tape or something.
No. We need real pasties.
And what's wrong with the round band-aids? Explain that to me.
And they might be a little small as you and I probably both.
Well, no, the round. But I mean, I know the kind of pasty I'm thinking. And it's a pasty that's used where they don't want you to think they have pasties on. But they technically, I'm asking you seriously.
You know, pasties suck.
Pasties do suck, but these kind of pasties are like, they are pasties within the letter of the law. You know what I mean? They cover everything, but they're kind of like flesh tone.
You know, just for the record, I appreciate you coming on the air. But what you're saying is, at your establishment, you do have topless entertainment. And you brought us into town, and now you're telling us that we can't have topless entertainment, even though someone could come into your club and could go to the Erotica show and see topless girls.
Well, we're in Lake Tahoe. It's a different county, but basically what you're saying is right. Yeah, don't.
But at Lake Tahoe, you have had shows like...
We don't now.
Oh, you don't now.
Currently, we have the Improv up there. We got Willie Nelson tonight.
will he be taking his shirt off?
Damn.
Will he be wearing pasties?
I'd throw the plug in. So what we've been trying to work out is obviously they want... At the corporate level, no nudity at all, and we're trying to get to the point where we want the show to be as great as you guys always do. We're just trying to get to where we can get.
Well, the corporate people, excuse me, doesn't the Harrah's Corporation make money off nude people already? Well, why are we the guys that have to be up on
always,
the cross with
always.
The nails going between our hands?
Always, 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 always. It sucks.
I mean, really, because you could walk across the street, and we had a great time staying at your hotel here in Reno last night at Harrah's. But you could walk across the street and see naked chicks
right.
in your hotel. Yeah, when we come to town to do a show...
And ours isn't, 90% of ours isn't going to be erotic.
Yeah, I mean, we're being crucified, and you've got the nail concession.
I'm sure you guys... it's going to be in great taste, and it's going to be a great show.
Hold on.
It's a tasteless
our
show.
Our shows are not in good taste.
It is an extremely tasteless
That's
show.
The whole point. Have you heard the commercials that we've been running for weeks?
I was listening.
You must have heard a commercial saying, it's a raunchy show.
Mm-hmm.
It's a raunchy, X-rated adult show.
Yeah, there's no way that this could change by Showtime. There's no way that we could be...
Total nudity was not...
No, I'm talking just topless.
Topless without pasties won't happen either.
Why? And what are you afraid will happen? At that point, will the FBI come running in and...
Well, there's several jurisdictions. There's gaming control and the liquor control board, and you have a gaming license. And the gaming license is the biggest one that you're always worried about when you run a casino.
Then why did you bring us here? Why did you bring Rick Dees in?
I want to see you, Don. I mean, I've been listening to you guys. I want to see the show.
Hold on a second. But you want to see the show. But the show that we put on is not the show now that you want.
We wanted to make everybody happy. We wanted all the people in Reno and Sacramento to come see the
show. Well, I'll tell you, they're going to be pissed because they're not going to be getting the show that they've been promised. That's a fact. Come on. I mean, I'm not trying to bust your ball here, but it's been advertised as this is what you're going to get. And now at the last hour, you're coming in and saying this is not what you're going to get.
But this is only a small portion of your guys' show.
It isn't.
No, we have the nude feud, which takes up the better part of the first half of our show. Then we chat with the audience a little bit. And then the second half of the show is the underwear fashion show, which usually involves a lot of topless women running around.
A
lot of naked women running around.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
So, what Don was saying is we get up on stage, if we really can't do the show we do, we just come up and say hi to everybody and meet everybody for a couple hours. Because, Barry, I'm serious, we're not doing... I mean, that... It's just not the show. You know, that's what we make that very clear. I think Charlie in the past has made it clear. What Charlie did, you made it clear the kind of show we do. I know you go out of your way to do that, don't you?
Yeah, I did. I made it clear to Mike here. And when he talked to Barry originally, there was never a concern that this would be an issue.
Yeah, see, I mean, I feel bad for the people who got the tickets.
Yeah, and I think we'll do the pasty thing, but it's just unfortunate that we have to do that because really,
that sucks.
We hope that the pasties are good pasties.
That's not the real show, though.
But you guys don't have full nudity when you do these shows in any bar.
Yes.
You're
serving liquor and they let that happen.
Yes. In the venues where we've done the show.
Yes.
We, where the show is the best. That's the way it works.
Yes.
I can't argue the point, but I know the liquor board was one.
Well, then how come you didn't? If you knew that there was going to be at least partial nudity, and you had to know that.
I did know.
Okay. How come you didn't tell us? A month ago or 2 months ago, how come you're telling us 20 minutes before we go on the air?
Well, Don, what happened was, as I mentioned, is I had thought because we have the adult reviews in some of the shows that there wouldn't be a problem at all. But when it came back to us from the lawyers, this thing's so popular, everybody's calling.
Why can't this be an adult review?
It's just with 21, and I'm not a lawyer, and I don't know what your lawyers are telling you, and I know you got big issues as far as a gaming license and that kind of stuff. It's still... I'd love to hear the legal explanation why, when you do have a license to have an adult show and an adult review, why we come in and do our adult show and our adult review, and just because they're not paid employees, we're paid employees, and we do a total crowd participation show. You know, the guys under which we do the show, it would seem to me to be legit. I'm amazed at that. Yeah, I really am.
I mean, I don't have an argument for you because I'm not the attorneys, and it wouldn't be any fun. It'd be fun if you guys could crack on me to what.
No, I'd like to talk to the attorney.
We appreciate I know your position is extremely difficult. We appreciate you coming on the show, but I hope you understand our
frustration. Sure, I want the show to happen too.
You know, but you know what? You're like one of these guys who likes the show. Like, I'm going to give you an example, like of a program director who likes the show and says, "Hey, I love the show. I'd really like to pick it up at my market, except." You guys are just too dirty. You could do a much better show if you would just not be so dirty. Well, and the answer to that is always that the being dirty, that's part of the show. And you like it or you don't like it, you take it or you don't take it.
It's unfortunate because we do have a lot of people that have waited in line and waited overnight.
Yeah, you know, you have people who camped out last night. Now, think about how pissed off those people are going to be, because I guarantee you they were counting on seeing the regular show, and if anything, they thought they were going to get a better than regular show because of the venue that it was being held at.
I think they want to see you guys.
I guarantee you. Do you want that place to be trashed tonight?
No.
I mean, if we come out on stage and just say, "Hi, guess what? It's us. We're here. No shows. No nothing." I mean, what do you think? We're not freaking Bill Cosby. We don't get out there for 2 hours and go, Jell-O pudding pops. I mean, you know what I mean? We don't have, like, shtick and routines that we do.
Well, I don't know, Barry. I don't know what to do in this situation.
Well, Charlie and I were trying to work through it. I mean, you guys...
typically, you know, I've never seen the show, so I've never seen one of the live shows, but there's got to be some standards that can't be broken.
We have worked around standards all over the place. Yeah. We've always done that. Usually, the standards that we work around are pretty much known, you know, in advance.
Right.
When we've had this happen before. We've had this CF happen before, and it's very frustrating when it does, because really, and this was a show, as Don said, that we thought, you know, everything was going to be cool.
We're in Nevada.
You know? We're in Nevada, right.
Unfortunately,
you know, we'd be better off. You give us a nice big hotel room, we should have the 1,000 people up to our hotel room, and we should do the show in the room. You know? Really? Now, why couldn't we do that? Why couldn't we do that?
I wish there was a room big enough, but unfortunately...
Well, then let's say you got four or five rooms. Four or five of your big rooms. You know, where you'd put Three Dog Night or whoever the hell is. You know, you give them a regular room, you give them...
That looked like the suite at the Christmas party.
Yeah, right. But, yeah.
Only times 100.
Like, yeah, like Greta's bedroom at the Christmas party. Right.
That'll happen.
Right.
What we're just trying to do is get to the standard of where it can be, where the line is.
What we'd like, really, and I'd like, I really...
God, I hate a line. I hate the line.
I think...
Line.
At some point, they ought to revisit the issue of just the topless thing. They ought to really do that and just double check and see if we can do it. And if we can't, maybe do, you know, we'll get the skimpiest pasties we can get.
You know, and furthermore, and I think that Harris should do something for the people who are coming out there tonight.
Do anything I can. You tell me what I can do for them.
Okay, you know what? How about this? You give everybody who shows up, you give them all $100 to gamble with.
You give
everybody a $100 chip as a way of saying, Harris is sorry that you're not getting the show that we promised you would get.
I got a wife and kids to support, Don. I got to keep my job.
Yeah, I can't
give away $1,000.
That's $100,000.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Well, how much are you looking at if you get fined if we have girls take their tops up on stage?
That's one of the problems.
Okay, so if that would be less than... Then do you give everybody a $100 chip as they come through the door?
Oh, they don't want to see the show.
They want to see the show. Right. They want to see the show that they've been promised.
Don, I'm not arguing with you. I'm just trying to find what the standard is, where the line is that we can get to, guys. And it'll be a great show. You guys will put on a great show, and we'll get to that.
You know what? I hate being used by a dick like this. No offense. And I'm sure you're going to give me a bad room tonight, and frankly, I don't care. I'll stay at the Howard Johnson's. I don't care. You know, I just hate this, that you're coming in at the last minute with this, hey, you guys will put on a great show. You know what I'm doing? I'm doing a great show right now. Tonight when we go out there, we got a set show that we do for people. A set show. This sucks.
We'll let people know how it plays out.
No, we'll get you there. We're going to get you there.
No, listen. We're going to go.
We'll honor the
government. We're going to go, not because of you, but because of the 1,000 people that have already waited outside for the tickets. They're the people we care about.
We'll do the pasty thing if we have to. We have no option, obviously. And it's just unfortunate, and we had to vent on this. We really did. Because, I mean, you have to understand, Barry, that is the show we do. We really do. It's etched.
And come on, you knew it. You knew it. What did you think? We got up there and told jokes for 2 hours?
No, I told you I knew it, but I didn't think there was an issue because of the situation with typical having adult reviews. When it came down back to me today that we couldn't do that in a different environment, it's totally public, it's not paid employees, it's not an event with a producer, there's a lot of...
We have a producer.
There's all kinds of things that
so
happen.
So I think what Harris has to do now is get some pasties and some G-strings for all our male and female. That's fine.
You don't want to see a guy in a G-string.
Now, hold on.
Yes,
I do.
No.
A guy in a G-string.
Yes. Yes. Now, is that okay?
I listen to you.
Wait a minute. Barry, I'm serious. Is that okay, guys in G-strings?
I've never seen a guy in a G-string.
Oh, come on.
You know what? You're getting closer.
Who wants to see a guy in a G-string?
You know what? You're getting closer and closer to me and Mike sitting at a table for 2 hours and doing an autograph line. That's what you're getting closer and closer.
No, we're right. We're not. We're close. We're right there.
Guys with G-strings and women with G-strings.
Yeah. And
that's,
pasties.
That's the way it's going to be in pasties.
Why do the guys...
When a guy does the nude family feud, they get naked when they lose. And the guys are going to have to wear a G-string, and that's perfectly acceptable, isn't it?
A jock
is a G-string. It's the same thing.
Right. It's a little wider than what I was thinking.
Oh, God. You know what?
No, you know what it is. You guys...
You know what?
No, you're getting me in a bad spot. I'm trying to defend myself, and I don't want to. I want to make this line work.
Well, that's
jocks are great. Jocks are fine.
No. G-strings, not jocks. G-strings. G-strings.
Like the guys wear.
Where do you get a guy G-string?
This is Reno.
They make them for men that cover more than you're thinking of. They're a little wider than the women's.
You're not going to see any Schwanstucker or any
You're not going to see any Tweaker Berries.
Yeah.
All right, well, then, but you're not going to see that with a G-string. That's right. What we're talking
right.
about. Maybe
that's true.
Maybe you're a wholesome individual who doesn't understand the concept of G-string, but that's what a G-string is. Okay?
If you guys want to see a guy in a G-string, that's
Listen, we want to put on a show close to the show.
The women that come out buried, the women that come out to our show,
I know.
And there are plenty of them, want to see guys in a G-string, not a jock.
Yeah, and can I tell you something? Hello, guy in a G-string equals funny.
Funny.
Yeah. Funny. Okay?
All right.
So, listen, right now, you are representing Harris. Do we have an agreement? Guys, girls, G-strings, girls and pasties.
You put me in a tough spot.
It is a tough spot, but I think it's an easy call to make if you understand
what
I'm
not the attorneys, but I would think that that was pretty close to the line where we need to be.
Then that's fine.
Then can you give us a yes or no?
Don, you're putting me in a tough spot.
I know.
I can't give you that.
The show is 5 hours from now. Right. Can you give us a yes or no?
I can. I'm not standing here, but I can get that answer for you guys.
You know, this is nothing but great PR for Harrah's.
I know. We love you guys. We want you to be there. We're putting you in a great
ask
room.
Ask the attorney. Come back and let us know what the deal is.
Right.
And we'll hopefully be able to do that.
Okay, guys. I'll talk to you all later.
Thank you, Barry.
Bye.
Thank you for coming in and taking the heat.
Thank you.
We appreciate it, but boy, this is frustrating for everybody concerned.
Yeah. Damn it.
Did he understand what a G-string was?
I don't think he did.
No, I think he understood.
Why is a G-string a problem? I don't understand that. We'll find out in a second.
I don't know. Hi, Wendell. How you doing? The door opened. I thought it was somewhat important. No offense. It was your star engineer, Wendell. Not that you're not important,
Wendell. You know what? Seriously, they better go pasty shopping. Real, the good kind.
Right.
Yeah.
Not tape. I don't want tape.
No.
Hey, Lisa, you got anybody on the phone from Reno who can tell us where we can buy some like see-through pasties, some professional pasties?
Yeah, I've gotten a lot of calls. I have 3 stores and 3 phone numbers. I've been able to call 2 of them. Seems that they have a wide selection and offer latex paint, which I hear is perfectly legal, and people go out to clubs wearing latex paint all the time.
Well, now, Buzz loves the liquid latex girls. Why couldn't we just latex them?
I got a bitchin' set of brushes.
I guarantee, you know. The way this is going, I know they... Yeah, let's just get pasties.
Yeah.
That's what they want.
Okay, pasties. All right, pasties.
Besides, think of the mess.
That seems agreeable.
Okay, all right, pasties. But, you know, that sucks, because that's not the show that we've promised people all along.
I sure hope that everybody that's coming to that show tonight is listening right now.
Right now.
Because, folks, this is not our fault. I mean, we're going to do the best show we can with the parameters that we have here, and that's just the way it is.
Oh, God, but I hate guys like that. Hey, no, come on. You'll put on a great show.
I know.
You know, hey, listen, you want that higher freaking Fred Travolina. You know, you get Willie Tyler and Lester up there if you want if you want that garbage, if you want some guys to come out and tell, you know, slightly off-color jokes for 2 hours. Jesus Christ.
How about that Bill Clinton, huh?
How can you not understand the type of show that we're bringing?
Mm. Well, you know, I will give the guy only this slack. I don't doubt for a second that he thought, when he said to us that he thought because they had the adult review license and they had those adult reviews, that everything was fine, and that when corporate got involved, the problem with corporate, like we have corporate, is that they get involved at the nth hour, at the last possible second.
Well, if he's listening, the way we deal with it is we don't tell corporate what we're going to do.
There you go.
You know, that's what you do it, and then you apologize after you do it.
Amen. So it's been your philosophy for years, and it's always worked.
You just freaking do it, because it always works out fine, and no one ever gets mad.
Right.
I guarantee if we go up there tonight and we do our regular show, it's not going to be like U.S. Marshals with, you know, them pounding through the door and Wesley Snipes being chased around by Tommy Lee Jones.
We're going to be fine. Everything. I hope everything works out.
All right, we'll let you know.
Somebody, Charlie, sell him on this G-string.
Yeah. And pasties. And they got to be professional pasties.
You know, I think we have our line, too. And nothing wrong. And it's pretty goddamn funny to see a guy in a G-string, and I think it would be hysterically funny. And I see,
it's already a total step down from what we promised.
Right.
It's already an incredible compromise over what we've promised.
Yeah, we're making a compromise, and I think that's the end of the compromise.
Yeah.
That's it. And if you don't like it, then one thing we're not going to do is screw the people who camped out last night. The TV news crews were out there taking pictures of the people that had tents and space heaters camping out, spending the night. It snowed last night. It was 15 degrees in Reno. People were camped out on the street to get the tickets.
Right.
We're not going to let them down.
Yeah, Rob.
But if we can't do the regular show, then we're just going to meet everybody individually.
Right. Yeah, we'll definitely do that.
That's
so we're going to be there. Don't worry about that.
And frankly, you know, if $100,000 is too much for Harrah's, how about giving everybody a $10 chip?
Right.
I think it's a good idea.
How much is that? $10,000?
Right. $10,000.
Yeah. You give everybody a $10 chip when they come in.
It's not like they're not...
Oh, what? Hold on, Robbie. What?
It's not like they're not going to get it right back. Their receipts don't pay.
So there's that.
Yeah. All right.
I don't know. I had a lot of luck on the Wheel of Fortune machine.
Yeah. You told me you didn't have luck on that.
I did. I had lots of luck on the Wheel of Fortune machine.
Oh, I forgot. You're a big winner on that.
Yeah, remember I told you all the... When I don't play to get the bar. I play to get spin the wheel. And the Wheel of Fortune slot machine has a separate wheel that you press a button, and then you see where the wheel goes. At one point, I won $25.
You know, we have a show today to put on, guys. We have strip trivia.
Yay.
We have Robert.
That okay? Is that, they can allow us to do that?
Robert the Sopranos. We have some TV news crews. And you know what? It might be a good idea for Harris to make a decision on this before the first TV news crew comes in to interview us.
I hope he comes back with that, you know, post-haste.
So we're going to do a break now. We play his F'd up again. Barely hear it.
Try it again.
Hello? Yeah, I barely hear it.
I hear it good, Don.
This is maybe the most effed up remote we've ever done.
And we were so excited about it.
If you hit it,
I don't think our crew was more excited about coming anywhere. We were just...
Wendler fixing it. They're hitting
it. They're banging it.
They're hitting it.
It's always worked before.
They're taking turns just hitting it.
What's the matter? What?
Sounds fine on the air? Oh, well then.
You can hear it?
If you can hear it on the air, thank you.
We can't.
How come you can hear it and we can't?
Yeah. What's up with that?
Jimmy?
I don't know. It sounds perfect on the air, though.
I'm going to give you a test right now. Tell me which tape I'm playing. Nobody tell Jimmy, okay? Tell me which tape I'm playing.
Oh, poor you.
That's the poor you tape.
All right, Jimmy. Jimmy, which tape? Which tape are we playing right now?
Oh, we're sorry.
So you hear that on the air?
Perfectly.
Well, now I hear myself. Turn down the monitor, you dope.
Weird.
Okay.
All right, everything's fine.
All right, that. Rob just fixed it.
What was the problem?
No, don't worry about it. I don't need to know that. I'm sitting over here with my feet up.
There you go. Toe tap and touchstones. Call 100.
What happened to the sandwich I was supposed to get?
The pictures I was supposed to get.
877-365-3636. Secret song number 6. Be the 100th caller now. You get a shot at the money. We will be right back.
Number 1, Arbitron Radio. The Don and Mike Show.
Richard Hayden?
Tommy.
So where's my dad? I thought he was going to meet me at the airport.
He was at the airport this morning, but you weren't on the plane.
He said he had a surprise for me.
Maybe. I guess you should have called.
I did call. Earlier, when using the phone.
Earlier, when was that?
Later, when then I left a message.
A message? What number did you call?
2-4-9-5-6-7-8.
I can't hear you. You're trailing off. And did I catch a niner in there? Were you calling from a walkie-talkie?
No, it was cordless.
Mm-hmm.
Women love their penises. Don and Mike.
All right, the guy from Harrah's has not gotten back to us. What did he say, Charlie?
He's made a call to the general manager and has to hear back from him.
All right, he's going to have till the end of this contest. Would you tell him that? Please.
Yeah, I'll tell him, but it's still up to the general manager to make the call back.
Well, would you tell him that he's got about a minute and a half? Because if, you know, listen, I don't want to dick around with this topic all day. Well,
what if he tells me in 3 minutes you can do it the way you want to?
What do you mean, the way we originally wanted to?
Something like that, yes.
Oh, there's not a chance that happens, though. I mean, you got a better chance of winning at the slot machine across the street.
Hey, I've had a lot of good luck at those slot machines.
Well, you know, here's what we were thinking. We were thinking, if we can't do the show that we've advertised, and they don't even want us to do the watered-down version,
right,
which frankly is an embarrassment, what we would rather do is just meet, personally, all 1,000 people,
right,
who show up tonight. That, you know, it'll be a bit of a CF, but you get a, you know, you get the table going where we're all at a table, and we will just meet everybody individually, and we'll sign stuff for them and get pictures taken, and you know, do something like that.
Did you mention that to him, Charlie?
Yes, I did.
And then what did he think of that?
He said, "I'm still waiting to hear from Gary. I'll have an answer for you after I talk to him."
All right, will you let him
know?
Given,
I mean,
I'll give him 5 more minutes.
Why not give him an hour? It's not going to change.
Why not give him an hour? Because it's on my mind.
I know it's on your mind.
I mean, we've had this thing planned for months.
It's not going to be off of your mind in a minute and a half.
Yes, it will be if I know,
hey, you know
one way or the other.
And Willie Nelson's big song is always on my mind.
I just want to have this resolved for us and for the listeners once and for all. So just please tell them to make a fist. Either it's the way that we described it, or it's the other way.
We've compromised, I think. Mm-hmm. We've done our
absolutely. And that's the phone call he's waiting to hear back on, is the compromise.
Well, give me the phone number. I'll call the guy up on the air. I mean, I'm sure the guy would take a phone call. Like, this is such a priority.
That's why he hasn't been able to talk to him, because he's not in his office.
But this is such a priority to Harrah's, that they've been dicking us around all day on this.
He's probably the tough guy. The GM we haven't met.
Don. I understand you want to talk to me. Look, you do my show, or you do no show. Capisce? Now we were going to put you in a lovely room, but now you have screwed the booch.
You know what? I bet it's exactly. We were just talking during the spots, but they know what type of show that we do, and they think that they're going to get us out here, and because of that, because they're going to give us a nice room, and they know that we've got 1,000 people coming out, that we'll just bend over backwards and we'll say, hey, okay, we'll do it your way.
We do, you know, we have compromised, and hopefully that will get worked out.
Would you tell me he has 5 minutes?
Okay.
And if we don't hear back in 5 minutes,
well, we want to talk to.
Then we're just going to do the sign and greet thing.
We want to talk to the media here and you know, get excited about our show.
And we'd like to tell the media what we're going to be doing tonight.
Okay.
Your wake, your funeral, your flowers, comms.
All comms. All comms.
Oh, a lot of people here in Reno. A lot of people running around having a real bad day.
Rob, start the clock. 5 minutes.
Go.
Harrah's has 5 minutes to get back to us. Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air. What's your name?
Hi, this is Carl.
Hi, Carl. Where are you from?
Reno.
Beautiful. Now, Carl, are you one of the people who waited in line for tickets?
No, I'm not. Actually, I wanted to tell you something else. I wanted to tell you that K-Play is going to be pulling your show and putting it in one of their lesser sticks here in about a month.
Now, where did you hear that?
Nice. Well, let's just say I know.
No. You know, you can't call up and make a statement like that without backing it up.
I'm in business.
I had lunch with the guy from K-Play yesterday, and he said there was thought of putting us on an FM station here.
Uh-huh.
What were you going
to
say, Buzz?
And when I talked to the engineer here today, he said they were going to keep this talk show on this station and put all their other talk shows here as well. So what I got from the engineer is that we'll be staying on this frequency.
So, Mr. Big Shot, in the business,
well,
why don't you...
It's my understanding that they're going to take K-Play and they're going to make it all sports, which
Why don't you... Hold on a second. Why don't you give us your credentials, being as you're a big shot in the radio business? You know that we're big shots in the radio business, so we'd love to talk to one of our peers.
Okay.
What do you work at? Do you work at another station in town?
Yes, I do.
Ah, so you work for the competition.
Uh-huh.
So it would be in your best interest to perhaps give us information that might upset us.
What station do you work at?
I'm not going to say.
Why? Why? Come on. What, you got no balls?
Come on.
No, just, you know, it just avoids a lot of implications and stuff.
Well, yeah, but you had to be the big man in call.
The brightest of all contest players. The contest player that wishes to remain anonymous.
My question is do you guys have a thing in your contract where you're not supposed to be preempted by, say, old Giants games?
Now, my question is, do you have a thing in your contract? Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. I'm sure you don't have a contract.
There you go.
You know, I would be able to discuss these intricate issues of our employment better if I knew exactly who I was dealing with and what level of broadcasting you're involved in.
2 minutes.
2 minutes for Harrah's. Mm. So, please, tell me your name and what station you work at.
Well, it's a station across town. That's all you're going to get out of it.
Yeah, well, you're a wimp.
Yeah, F you. F you, but listen, keep listening to the show and keep calling the show instead of listening to your own station.
Thanks, guys. Good luck.
No, good luck to you.
Hey, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Hey, good luck to you on your career in Reno. Good luck to you on making it to a bigger market.
Well, I think it's going very well today.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Jesus Christ. Now we're going to need to get the guy from KPLY in here.
Jeez, what's going on? Why can't anybody be square with us?
Hey, Lisa, let's get a caller 100. Go to the next line. How is that guy caller 100?
I don't know.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
I'm caller 100, I guess.
Yes, you guess right.
Yeah, what do you want?
What is your name?
My name is Dave from Wichita.
3 minutes for Harris. Oh, Dave, listen, you've won the CD soundtrack and VHS copy of Dr. T and the Women.
All right.
I watched this movie last night on pay-per-view. Burn the videotape as soon as you get it.
Okay, cool.
The romantic video were purchased on DVD. Are you ready to go for $500?
Yes, I am.
All right, we do have secret song number 6 with us. We'll play it for you now. Give us a title and artist. Oh, and Rob, this will piss you off. You know the clue I gave?
You told me on the phone yesterday.
From a movie soundtrack.
Yeah,
right.
Drop his check in the mail right now.
A number one song from a movie soundtrack of the 70s. We need title and artist. Please don't answer till Mike sings like...
Sammy Davis Jr.
For Tom.
You got to do it in time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And we wish you Godspeed.
Caller, name this secret song.
There it is. That beautiful song.
I love it.
I heard it last night because, you want to know the truth? I heard the real song last night as I was walking through the casino looking for Mike. Money, courtesy of Main Street Title.
That's the birth of the blues.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
All right.
$500 online. Give it to me.
Well, I'm going to take a stab in the dark here and say Hotel California, the Eagles.
Right, what movie was that from?
4.5 minutes.
Benji.
Todd All right. Sweet.
Thank you. Sweet. All right. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for listening. Hold the line, please. And don't forget that every guess is
a clue for you.
Clue for you. Well, will someone grab the guy from KPLY so we can address...
14, 13, 12.
They're out in the hallway.
11.
I see the guys from
10,
Harris out in the hallway.
9, 8.
And Charlie
7,
Broyhill looking
6,
so pretty
5,
and so put upon.
4, join me. 3,
2, 1.
Time.
All right, time. Time is up.
Time is on my side. Now, where is the guy from K-Play?
Okay, so we need an answer from both of them,
right.
From Harrah's and from... Well, Rob, see if you can grab the whoever the swinging dick is from KPLY, who met us at the airport yesterday.
Lots going on. Lots of people scurrying around the hallways. We've got a great show here today, too.
Yeah, we do. We have a wonderful strip trivia lined up for you if we can ever get to it. And we also have Rob's tape of Rob in New York at the Sopranos premiere.
You know, it is fun looking out in the hallway and looking outside the studio, the glass door of the studio. People are now effectively terrified to come into the studio.
And there are news crews out there.
Yes, right.
There and I think we're going to welcome in Channel 2.
I think I just saw Stephen King.
In a moment. Channel 2 is going to come in. And we're going to tell them what we're going to be doing tonight at Harrah's. If we're going to be doing the watered-down version.
Right.
Or if we're just going to be doing the totally G-rated version, where at least, at the very least, we'll be able to thank the 1,000 people who show up individually for coming out to the show.
Yeah, in any event, we are still looking forward to going up there to Harrah's Tahoe, and we're going to be there tonight. Yeah. Any way you slice it, we are going to be there.
But we're not
going to
go up there and do a freaking G-rated show. First off, we don't have the material to go up there and do a G-rated show.
No, we've honed and refined this little show, and we think that our audience participation is what makes it sing.
Yeah, well, it's got to happen. It's got to happen. And while I have a moment, but while we're waiting for someone to come in and tell us something, let me once again salute my home state, the state I live in, the state of Virginia.
Yes.
And this is precisely the reason that me and Mike got out of there early and why we weren't on yesterday, why we had the travel day. They received 3 inches of snow, mm-hmm. and there was a 100-plus car accident.
Yes, panic in the streets.
On I-95 in Stafford, Virginia.
Right. People couldn't stand it.
Including videotape of people jumping out of their cars.
And running into the woods because there were collisions and they didn't want to get killed. Running for their lives because of 3 inches of snow.
I read in the newspaper today that the cops and the fire department and the rescue people couldn't get through to the people who were really injured because so many people had abandoned their cars.
Fleeing into the woods.
Right. I know that we've talked a long time about how bad the drivers in D.C. are and about how, you know, when it rains, it paralyzes the Beltway, and when they get an inch of snow, they close every school.
True.
They got 3 inches of snow yesterday, and there's a 115-car pileup on I-95.
And our hearts go out to everybody that dealt with that crap, but only in that area is there that level of panic when you're dealing with snowfall. It's incredible.
All right, joining us now is Mike from KPLY. Hello, Mike.
Hello, you guys. How you doing?
Hey.
A little hectic today, huh? A little
Mike,
crazy?
You don't look like your usual jovial self that met us at the airport.
It's a little stressful out here, you know, trying to work everything out.
Stressful for us, too, in here.
Two things. We need to know what Harrah's going to do.
They're still working on that.
Okay, well, then,
We passed the demo.
You guys, I was copying off IDs for all the strip trivia contestants, so.
All right, we're going to get to that in a moment. Dick who works at another station in town called a moment ago anonymously.
Of course.
And said, hey, what are you going to do, man, when K-Play puts you on another signal, on a weaker signal? Are you going to move this show from KPLY?
No.
Right.
You guys are staying exactly where you are. We're not moving you. Where's this guy coming from?
Hey, it was a troublemaker, and he hung up, and he didn't give his name, so, I mean, he doesn't have any credibility. We were just curious. When we hear something like that, we always check. Because
might you be making other changes to KPLY?
I don't know anything. I'm the sales manager, so I'm responsible for selling things.
Well, Buzz, what did he tell you yesterday, Buzz?
I heard that, not Mike didn't tell me this, but I have heard that all the talk shows would be on this station, including this show, and that the sports shows would be on a different station.
I don't know anything about that.
I mean,
probably lying.
Oh, come on, guys. Why would I lie to you guys? There's no way. All I know is you guys are here. You guys are number one rated program that we have on the station. I mean, honestly, why would I lie? I'm a sales guy. If I'm talking, I'm not lying.
Yeah, why am I talking to a sales guy? I thought you were higher up than that.
I'm a sales manager. I'm a sales manager for K-Play.
I didn't know he was a sales manager. He's been our point guy, and Mike's done a very good job with us here.
He's driven us around everywhere, and he's
really appreciate your hospitality.
You're
very
nice. Thank you.
So as far as you know, this company has no plans to move this show.
No, the show is staying right where exactly where it is. It will not move. Guaranteed. Life's word on it. Bottom line.
All right.
Thank you. Do you have any children?
I have a 5-year-old daughter named Keeley.
Would you swear on Keeley's life?
I would swear on Keeley's life.
Then get out of here.
Thank you very much.
Then, Mike. If you would go tell the guy from Harrah's that
we really want to find out what's going on.
Is there a time on this?
Time has expired.
Their deadline has passed.
Okay.
So if you would tell them what we're planning on doing tonight is since. They won't let us do the show that we promised.
Right.
And we offered a compromise, and for whatever reason, for the last 20 minutes, they can't get back to us with an answer on the compromise. What we're going to do tonight is a very simple, and they'll have no problems with any enforcement agencies.
Wait a minute. Hold it. The guy from Harrah's is now coming in here.
Okay, I'm out of here. Hold on. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Here comes Barry from Harrah's.
Barry.
This has been one of the more interesting remote broadcasts we've done.
Oh, hello, Barry.
Extra publicity.
Hi there.
Oh, fine. Well, it's a good way to look at it. I agree.
This place is sold out. I mean, we can't get it. The funny part is we're getting all these calls from Sacramento, people saying they want to sue us because we're making you compromise your show. Guys, we're sold out. You can't get in anyway.
Hey, if you need a good lawyer, let me recommend Donald Ephraim from Chicago.
Nice.
If you want to get a class action suit going here.
Well, Barry, hopefully you're in here to give us the word on our compromise proposal.
There's no compromise. We want you guys to do your great show, so we're going to let you do your great show.
Okay.
The same show you typically do, the same disclaimers you guys always make.
Okay.
When you go... You know, do your normal show anywhere. You guys make make disclaimers when you're up there. We're going to do the same show. The one part is, and it's pretty much universal anywhere in America, you can't be bottomless.
Okay.
Thank you, Barry. Thank you. You've come through.
Thank you, Barry.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be there doing our show. And
it can be topless.
Now we have to get ourselves the pasties and the G-strings.
We've
got to do them.
No. Hold on.
Go ahead.
Let me just make sure. Can the girls be topless?
Well... Just like we're talking about, the normal disclaimers you guys normally make.
You know how we normally do it?
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
That's what I was understanding
absolutely,
that it would be.
Yeah.
Well, how you normally do it.
Our normal disclaimers.
It's a deal.
Way to go. Thank you, Barry.
Thank you.
From what Charlie's described to me.
Very good.
And we've got...
Yes. All right. Yes, we'll handle it.
We understand. We'll take it from here, Barry.
Thank you. That's all we need. You know, if you had just said that from the beginning, there would have been zero problems.
We got corporate involved. And Harrah's has...
Don't worry about it.
Just so you know, there's a code of commitment that Harrah's is... You know, there's a big difference between a brothel and a gambling house.
Really? Explain the difference to me. Now, what is it, about 2 inches?
Yeah.
All right, get out of here, Barry.
Thank you, Barry.
Listen, the show goes on tonight at Harrah's.
We'll take that.
You know what?
Everything's fine.
What he was saying is...
I think everything's fine.
We work under the same loose set of rules that we always work under.
Absolutely.
It just means no cooter.
Right.
But I do think that all the guys and girls should still be in G-strings.
Absolutely.
Yes. All right, we'll bring in a news group. Now, as we're happy...
We're very excited about doing the show. It's going to be a great Las Vegas-style show, a Tahoe-style show.
You want what?
You have Rick Springfield on the phone?
Oh, well, you've just blown the mystery guest, honey.
Was that on the air?
Yes. Well, tell Rick Springfield to hold on a second. All right, well, he's just going to have to hold on a second. We might have to reschedule him.
I'd like to guess Rick Springfield.
We got too much stuff going
on. Is the mystery guest Rick Springfield?
Bring in the news crew.
Absolutely.
Tell Rick Springfield we're battling for our lives
and
heroes.
I feel much better now. I'm very excited about the show tonight.
Yeah, it'll be a good show. You know, and that's all we needed from the very beginning. Right. We work with every establishment.
We can still do our Carol Burnett segment?
Yeah, well, the question and answer, you bet.
I love that.
Cool. You bet.
Where Don tugs on his ear.
Yeah. You can ask us anything. We'll give you the honest answer.
Yeah, yeah. And of course, the difference will also be, it'll be a little more blue than you hear here on the radio.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. We'll do our normal show for you.
Absolutely.
Good. So everybody who got the tickets, no sweat.
Right.
No sweat.
I'm going to put on my TV shades here.
Well, you're going to put on your sunglasses to be on TV.
Yeah, I feel like being different today. Is that okay?
Okay.
What is that about for glasses? That is nothing.
Okay, it just reminds me.
Oh, you win.
Okay.
Oh, the regular glasses come back.
Okay,
I got that. Sorry, I was a little slow on the update.
You're wearing sunglasses. It just reminds me of another disc jockey who wears sunglasses on television.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, consider these it. But Tui, I spit on these sunglasses.
Gotcha.
Thank you.
And your nose is so much more beautiful. You know, why would you want to draw attention away from your beautiful small nose? Where is the Channel 2 crew?
Wendell's getting them right now.
Okay. I saw some people floating in the hallways that looked like TV-type people.
Because as soon as they get here, you know what? Rob, I think we'll wait on your Sopranos. We will start strip trivia. Okay.
Yeah, because with all this hubbub, we are, shocker, we're running late. We do have to be out of here on time.
Yeah, and you know what? We have guys and girls to play the game, and the guys don't know. This is so bad.
We haven't told the guys that we've replaced their usual coffee.
What we've done is we're in such a cramped quarter here that the guys, for their part of strip trivia, they're actually going to be outside.
On a balcony.
On a balcony.
It's going to be fantastic. Come on in.
Out there. Hi, Wendell.
Come on in.
They were talking to the girls.
Is this you the TV guy?
Here we go. All right. It's the...
We usually like it when it's a TV hottie, but this is a TV man, a male TV guy.
Channel 2, the CBS station.
Hey, dude, where'd you get that jacket?
That's a bitchin' jacket, Mom.
I got it from the network. But listen, Stu Nahan.
All right, go ahead. Would you like to interview us? Go ahead, please.
Okay, hold on just a second.
Do you want a microphone? Do you want it? We should be on microphone.
Hey, Wendell, give that guy a mic.
Give the TV guy a microphone, please.
Now, just tell us this, though. Are you just going to run filler? Are you just going to tape stuff and then say, you know, raunchy disc jockeys Don and Mike are in town today? Or are you actually going to play tape of us talking to you?
No, I'm just going to use footage of the hookers out there. And that's it.
Now, come on, really. Are you gonna...
Of course.
Okay, so you are going to really interview us.
I am one of the biggest Don and Mike fans you will ever meet.
And what is your name?
My name is Tony Shin.
Tony Shin from Channel 2.
And I love you, Mike. You do the greatest impersonation.
Well, thank you very much.
I can do a couple, too.
Who can you do?
I can do Eric Cartman from South Park.
Go.
All right, go ahead.
Screw you guys.
All right, that's fantastic. Don't quit the TV gig. All right, there you go.
Thank you.
All right, go ahead. Start the interview.
Well,
we're ready.
What is the big draw? I mean, I noticed the one thing when I was out there. You have so many female fans. Are you surprised by that?
Turn the camera on me, please. Why would I be surprised that we have female fans? Look at me. Bite off a piece. Take a look at Mike.
Hi, how you doing?
Can I tell you something?
Watch this, okay? Okay, why do we have women fans?
Ooh,
wow. Huh? What do you think of that?
Cursing at this thing.
Look at us.
That's a good question. That's one of the nicer TV questions we've gotten from a TV reporter.
Oh, just wait.
All right, go ahead. What's your next question?
All right, come on. Here comes
it's all about censorship. How far is too far for you guys?
Well, you won't let me say it on your TV station. How far is too far? How far is too far? Too far is some guy effing a girl in her bad spot with a dildo.
Yeah, that'll get on TV.
Yeah. Too far
is... Did you hit the button on that one, by the way?
No. Too far is anal sex. Can you put that on?
I don't think so.
Can you put that on?
Okay, all right, give me a serious answer. Oh, well,
hold on, what's that?
Ended.
What happened?
Just give me a second.
That was the serious answer. What's too far? Anal sex.
No, you know, you're always testing the law.
You shot my camera with that answer.
All right, he's changing his
tape. On TV anyway.
You're breaking our equipment, guys.
Anal sex isn't going to get on TV.
All right, okay. Okay, I got it.
Someday.
All right, give me the answer again.
All right.
Give me the question again.
All right.
Okay, here you go. Camera on me, I'm ready.
All right, how far is too far?
Bestiality.
I think that might get it.
Bestiality.
Yeah.
Man's best friend.
And now, come on, sir.
Bestiality.
Camera
and now camera on mic, please.
A little tight.
Okay.
Why can't we all just get along?
Thanks,
Mike,
Rodney.
Mike loves it. See, that's why Mike always gets on TV during these things, because Mike will, like, make goofy faces.
Not the goofy faces. Normally, I give the legit TV quotable answer.
Right.
That's
all right, well, give me a chance to give the legit answer.
Let's see. Put Don on tonight.
Don, we're here all day. We can be here until 4.
No, you got, like, 2 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Don, go ahead. Give one of my answers, Don.
All right, give me the question.
No, you don't need a question to
okay,
do it.
All right. We really love the fact that our listeners come out to our Las Vegas-style shows because we want to meet them. How is that?
That's perfect.
And I did that just the way you did it, with a smile and the thumbs up
finally,
at the end.
Something I can use.
Beautiful. You ready?
All right, now, Mike.
All right, Mike.
Are you going to be you or me?
I'm going to be Don.
Okay.
All right.
And we say F you to those people. Effers.
Thank you.
All right, what else would you like?
I just want to know, you got 6 million listeners from what I understand.
Yes.
And including me, 6 million one.
6 million one.
How many people do you want to reach? How far do you want to go?
Wait, you know, I got to point out on the radio show that Don is waiting for the one
camera.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we don't have a two-camera shot here.
Back on me, please. Thank you. World domination.
Beautiful.
Is that the final answer?
Hey, little Regis.
You got a question for Mike?
Yeah, a question for me now?
Yes, Mike, you do all these impersonations.
Oh, great. Fantastic.
And I want you to do my favorite of all time is Telly Savalas.
Hey, baby. I just want to say it's great to be here. Players Club, the Caribbean, Tahoe, Harris, lots of people having fun, baby. Lollipop.
Yeah. Hey, I can do an impersonation of you doing Telly.
Okay, go ahead. Go.
Hey, hi.
What are you, hi?
That's all I can do.
Very good.
All right, wonderful. Hey, get out of here now.
Get out of here.
Hey, can we just stick around and get a little video, though, of you guys?
Little video?
Well, what do you want, the shot of me working the knobs?
He wants the knob shot. They all want the knob.
Oh, and here, for both of you, an autographed Don and Mike photo.
Fantastic.
That was not actually autographed by us, autographed by Rob Spiewak.
You might have to put pasties on the knobs.
All right, now, what would you like, a shot of my hands working the knobs?
Like you're working or something.
Yeah, this is when they do the filler stuff. Like when the guy says, Don and Mike are awful and they're, you know, they're knights in Satan's service.
Now, did you get that? Okay. Now a shot of everybody else's because these guys never get a chance to be on TV. Buzz and Rob and Charlie and Wendell. Guys, ready? Phony, gratuitous laughter.
All right. All right, get out of here, Channel 2.
See you, Channel 2.
That's plenty, because you're going to give us 30 seconds. 30 seconds during your freaking news tonight.
Well, he was nice.
Thank you.
Very nice guy. Yeah. Fan of the show. That's
Channel 2. Say bayas.
Bye-bye.
Say bayas. I watched your channel last night. I watched The Survivor.
There you go.
I watched Kimmy get kicked off.
Yeah.
Good. I was so glad that bitch got kicked off.
That's the smelly one?
Yeah, and everybody on the island, it was fantastic. All the people in her tribe complained about her hygiene. And they all said, we are right by a river. You can bathe. They said she had a dirt line around her neck and around her waist. And they said that she smelled offensive.
If she had a dirt line around her neck, can you imagine how her place must have smelled?
Her cooter.
And
she did have a big cat fight with the Soul Sister.
I saw the promo for that. I didn't see it last
week. Where the Soul Sister was like, all you care about is the chicken. I want to tell you something. That chicken's going to keep us alive. And Kimmy said, don't point your finger at me. And she came back. She said, I will point my finger at you anytime I want to point my finger at you. Yeah. So Kimmy is out on Survivor Island.
Very good.
And thank you to Channel 2. And look at that. We got everything solved. We'll be at Harris tonight.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Doing the Las Vegas style show. We'll be on the TV news tonight. Let's see how much of that actually makes it on the air.
Sure.
And I think when we come back, we might as well start strip trivia.
Excellent.
And as we mentioned, we're going to have to tell the guys that their portion of the game will be played outside on a balcony.
Estimated temperature, probably 38 to 40 degrees.
I think it's like a high of 44. The mystery guest.
Mystery guest?
Rob, excuse me, Buzz?
Yes?
We know who the mystery guest is.
No, I know. Did you still want to talk to him?
Is he still on hold? No, we reschedule him for Monday. Now that you guys know who he is.
Okay.
Oh man, I'm so disappointed.
Okay.
I know. Yeah, everybody had so much. See what I mean? Well, if you know it's Rick Springfield, hey Buzz, maybe I can arrange for him to call you at home.
Oh, that'd be great, couldn't you?
So that you and he could discuss whatever you want to discuss.
That's great.
See, Rick Springfield is only good to the show as a mystery guest.
Yeah. Rick Springfield.
Rick Springfield, working class dog. We will. That was his album.
Yep.
We will be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Rated, the Don and Mike Show.
Before y'all get to beaming me, there's a couple things I want you to understand. First off, you chose me, so you recognize the skills. And I don't want nobody calling me son or kid or sport or nothing like that, cool?
Cool, whatever you say, Slick, but I need to tell you something about all your skills. As of right now, they mean precisely dick.
Come on over. World champion Lucy Juicers, Don and Mike.
Okay, everything is cool, man.
You know, it's a great day in Reno. It's a great, relaxing, happy day in Reno.
Everything is cool.
Everything's fine.
Everything is fine. Apparently, when Lisa said Rick Springfield is on the phone, she said that using the tech group, meaning that she said it so we only heard it in our headphones. However, we have no way of knowing that that wasn't going out on the air.
Right. So I immediately said, Rick Springfield?
Right, and the whole mystery guest thing was blown. So I just said to Charlie, please reschedule Rick Springfield, that we'll have him on at whatever time. And I said, you know, I'm sorry to put you in this position. And he said, that's all right. Not the first time.
Charlie's had a very difficult day, sure. And I can understand that.
You know, my wife just got done yelling at me about something that is so... Why do I even bother to call my wife during a commercial break? I don't know. I bring it on myself.
I heard the battling didn't end during the show. It's been a stress-free... But, you know, it's all going to get better. That's
And I'm not even going to mention what it is that we're arguing about, because it involves other people. But it is the smallest, most minuscule, most minute thing...
Right. Right.
That we are arguing about.
Sure.
But we are arguing about it, and we have been the whole time that I've been out here.
Oh. Well, I overheard a little, and it does sound rather trivial.
It is.
But who knows for sure.
It is.
Sure.
But let's get past all of that.
Yeah, we've got strip trivia to play.
Yay. We sure do, and we have girls and guys to meet. They're all regular folk.
Wonderful.
Now, we do have some pro-hoes, and that's another thing Charlie was just telling us during the break, that the pro-hoes are upset because they thought they were going to be playing strip trivia, so we'll bring the pro-hoes in and meet them and give them a plug also.
Yes, right. Some of the pro-hoes will be playing strip trivia, not all of them, but we're going to meet all of them.
Yes, and we're not. When I said give them a plug, I meant their establishment. I mean,
you know, well, we're not gonna. Time.
Yeah, we're, no, not like that, and not a butt plug either.
Oh, did I do?
All right, let's meet the girls because it's time for a very special out of town version of strip trivia.
We're doing them all in order.
Girl, guy.
Right,
however we normally do it.
We're lined up in the hallway.
Let's bring our first contestant in.
Here's our first contestant.
Oh, this had to be the girl.
This is Lauren.
This has to be the girl who's bringing the hemp T-shirt for Buzz.
Yes, I am.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi, guys.
I know she was honest when she identified herself.
Yeah.
She said, looks like the chick from the practice.
Cameron Manheim.
Manheim steamroller.
Very, very happening glasses. Very stylish.
Thank you.
Yeah. And a hippie chick.
Mm-hmm. And a hippie chick. Very comfortable with my body and my nudity.
And wonderful. How old are you again?
I'm 40.
Well, 40, beautiful.
I will tell you, you don't look 40.
Not at all.
You look younger. You look much younger than 40.
Thanks. But the big blow happened last December.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, this is a good way to ease you into it.
Yeah.
And you realize if you lose today, you'll be nude.
I am aware of that, but I really don't feel it's an issue.
Gotcha.
Excellent.
If only more women had your sensibility.
Well, I brought presents. Can I give them to you guys?
Oh, absolutely.
Certainly.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Please do.
Okay. Well, besides for you, Buzz.
Uh-huh.
Dawn, a couple years ago, you were complaining that there was no colored underwear. So I have for you
cool.
A couple of pair of boxer briefs. This one has a heart on the butt.
Oh, my.
And please note the dark... purple in the right area to cover up any flaws.
That's great.
And a pair of mother's hair.
Thank you.
That's for you.
She gave me tie-dyed underpants.
Yeah.
Those are very, very cool.
Thank you very much.
But wait, there's more.
Really?
For Frida.
Oh, really?
I have a couple pairs of thongs.
Wow.
Oh, thank you.
There you go. And then I also brought a couple pairs for Lisa back at in D.C.
Very nice.
Fantastic.
All of these are tie-dyed, incidentally.
Yeah.
You're a tie-dye expert.
Yeah, this
right?
is actually what my husband and I do for a living. We
okay.
do tie-dye.
Great.
Rob, for
yeah.
your new baby.
Oh, cool.
A cute little...
Oh, like
little
look outfit. At that.
Yeah.
That's
great.
Wonderful.
Thank you very much.
A really big hat.
Oh,
cool. Oh, for the baby's head?
For the baby's head.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, here are... More thongs for Lisa or for Frida, whatever.
Gotcha, thank
okay,
you.
Okay, here are socks for Charlie and for whoever else wants socks.
Okay, wonderful. Tie-dyed okay. socks.
Look at
socks.
All this tie-dyed stuff.
Okay, I heard Dennis Murphy say that one of the things he had gotten for you was a couple of polo shirts.
Right,
and
right.
then he returned them.
Yes.
Oh, this is great.
Okay. Here's for you.
Oh, thank you.
A tie-dye golf shirt.
Oh, thank you.
That is cool.
Oh, I'm going to wear that.
You know, Buzz is in heaven right now.
But wait, there's more for you. Keep standing.
All right.
For
okay.
For your daughters.
Yes.
I have a couple of dresses.
Oh, wow.
This is good tie-dye stuff,
wow.
too.
Thank you very much. That's Thanks. Very cool.
Okay, and Buzz?
Yes?
I couldn't find a hemp shirt.
Uh-huh.
But what I do have for you is a hemp... Especially done on canvas. It's a hemp peace sign.
Oh, that is great. I will hang that up in my own.
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, you will.
A giant peace sign.
He will,
yeah.
won't he? I mean, he really will.
No, I will.
I'm
not kidding. When I say Buzz, especially if it's made out of hemp.
It's made out of hemp.
I'll have it stretched and framed.
And Buzz,
yes?
this has seen some of the best music shows here on the West Coast.
Very
wow.
cool.
Yeah.
Very nice,
yeah.
Lauren.
Buzz,
thank you.
You sure. could probably get high just smelling that.
Let me just chew on it a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Lauren. It's a pleasure to meet you. Thank you for all the wonderful tie-dye gifts.
Good
Can
luck,
I say
Lauren.
My website?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. We actually specialize in doing special event shirts. So if you're a coach of a soccer team or whatever and you want some shirts, it's www.prismmagic.com.
All right, get out of here.
Excellent.
Okay,
thank you, Lauren.
See you during the game. Bye-bye. That's girl number one, Lauren.
Very good. Very comfortable with her own nudity.
First girl.
She sure is. And let's meet our first male contestant.
Hi there.
Howdy.
How
hey, what's your name, my friend?
My name's John.
And Johnny, where are you from?
I'm from Reno.
John, when you called in, what celebrity did you tell us you thought you most resembled?
Well, I started out with Arnold Ziffel, but that got shot down, and I ended up going with Tom Arnold.
Tom Arnold?
That's the first thing that popped in my head.
You look a little bit like that guy used to be on St. Elsewhere, William Daniels.
Yeah.
No.
Like a young
no,
William
no,
Daniels.
No, 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 no. You mean the guy who was the voice of Knight Rider, the car?
Yeah. The guy with the pointy nose.
No way.
Rob's not
Reed.
Pointy.
Rob?
John Adams.
No
yeah.
way.
Yeah,
he doesn't...
John Adams.
No way.
Yeah.
Now, well, either way, you're playing the game.
Oh, yeah. You got the dice shaken before you came out here?
Did I get my doll from
dice.
Frida? No.
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Oh, sorry.
Why? Are you interested in
no,
that?
No, it's not my style.
Okay. Listen, I want to ask you something. We have a special plan for the fellas. Has anybody told you about this?
I can see it from here.
How do you feel about performing your part of the game just while we're on the air, outside on the balcony?
You don't have much choice. If I want to play, let's
there
do it.
There you go. Right. All right, thank you. Good
spirit.
Man. Nice meeting you.
Hey, thank you.
Good
right.
luck, John.
Get out of here.
Wow, his forehead's big.
That's Johnny, and he was
yeah,
talking
you're
about...
beautiful.
He was talking about props. Meewack. Let's meet our third contestant. This should be a girl.
A girl.
A girl. Here she is. Step up to the microphone, honey. There you go.
Rob, you are the worst traffic cop I've ever seen in my life.
Rob is trying to bring everybody in and get the microphones coordinated.
Hi, how are you? Excuse me.
Hi, what's your name?
Hi, I'm Blue.
Hi, Blue.
Hey, Blue, I remember talking to you, Blue.
My dog, Blue, he licks his nasty doodads. Blue, who's the celebrity you told us you most resembled?
Well, I was the one about All in the Family, and you guys said Gloria, but obviously...
Yeah, you don't look
the wrong show, and
no.
I don't look like Gloria.
No, you don't look like Gloria.
Who do I look
all.
Like?
Oh, don't put us on the spot like that. You got to come up with one yourself.
Buzz,
I don't know.
You're always good at this, Buzz.
I'm studying. I'm not coming up with anything.
You know,
got a cute face.
I'll just say this. She looks like a NASCAR fan.
Yeah.
If
all right.
If
I
you've
am.
Seen, if you,
she is. You
if you've
it.
Seen the millions of NASCAR fans who are interviewed on TV saying how sad they are about the passing of Dale Earnhardt.
How blue they are.
Yes. And what do you
No, I'm not sad.
What do you do, Blue?
I'm teacher's aide.
Gotcha.
All right, Blue.
Oh, I remember
luck.
You. Teacher's Ivy. And you know if you lose, you'll be nude?
Yes.
Okay, get out of here.
Thanks, Blue.
Bye, Blue.
She looks ready.
Bye-bye.
See you later, Blue.
There she is.
Hey, Blue.
Go on, Blue. Get.
Blue shoe. Now get. Here is our next contestant. He is a fella. Step up to the microphone. Rob, you're the worst of this job.
No, really.
No, really. They're really good at taking directions.
It's on
I'm
me.
Just a moron. Shut up.
Hello, what's your name, sir?
Ian Sergio.
Ian, where are you from? From Sacramento.
Yeah, I'm the guy that drove up this morning to Tahoe.
Oh, good for you.
And then
good man. Glad you got the tickets. Thank you for making the trip up. Who did you tell us you most resemble?
Ed Norton.
Yeah. Yes.
Absolutely. Very good.
We have a winner.
Yeah, right on. It's very
fact,
rare.
The day I told you I went to the club, and the guy goes, you know what you look like?
You do look like Ed
it's
Norton.
It's very rare that somebody nails what you did nail. You do look like Ed Norton.
Very much. And thank you very much for making the drive from Sacramento. Are you the guy who said you were going to drink as you drove through the snowy
Rum
mountains?
Rum and Coke right here.
Rum and Coke. He's drinking right now.
Yeah, fantastic. Lock him up, folks.
All right, get out of here. See you on the balcony. We'll see you on the balcony.
Walk carefully.
Balcony is closed.
I guess we don't even have to run that idea by the guys that they've already been told.
They're fine with that. No problem at all.
Hey, wow. Soul Sister.
Hello there.
Hi.
This is either Charissa or Anissa.
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 Charissa, they come.
Very hello, Anissa.
Hello.
Hi, and you are also from the Sacramento area?
Stockton, yeah.
Stockton, California.
Fantastic. 3 hours. Hello.
Wow, good job.
Wow. And did you tell us you look like one of the girls in Destiny's Child?
Well, with short hair, I think I sort of look like her.
You do.
No, you do.
Absolutely.
Very pretty.
Another one. It's two in a row where they match the celebrity.
How are you?
And what is that in your belly button?
A ring.
A ring.
Uh-huh. And my tongue, too.
And you're comfortable with your own nudity?
Yeah,
very good.
Yeah, why not? Okay. Well, you're H-O-T, and we'd like to see you N-U-D-E.
Absolutely.
So get out of here.
Okay.
Very nice meeting you. Well, I hope she comes to the show tonight.
Absolutely.
Brown sugar. How come you dance so good? Here's our next contestant. Hi, what's your name, sir?
My name's Mitch.
I loved you in that movie Witness.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, the Amish movie.
Buzz, we love you, period.
That's Buzz right there.
Hi.
Buzz.
Hi.
He was looking right at me. And said, why do you think I was Buzz, just out of curiosity?
I have no idea.
You don't have any idea.
No, because I was listening outside.
It's radio.
Voice, but I just couldn't see
right.
Talk.
Buzz is being quite the greeter as people are coming
who
in.
Who is the celebrity you think you most resemble, sir?
My mom told me to say I look like a white Will Smith.
A white Will Smith. Well, tell your mom she's lying.
Okay, I will. I have no idea. I mean, who do I...
You actually look more like Tom Arnold than the guy that said he looked like Tom Arnold.
All right, well.
With an Amish beard.
Yeah, he's a weird-looking dude. Where are you from?
I'm from Carson City, Nevada.
What do you do, sir?
I'm a plumber.
Oh, the plumber!
Yeah, right. Your guys' ass is my bread and butter.
Absolutely. Plumber's helper. You realize if you lose, you'll be nude.
That's all right.
You'll be nude on that balcony out there.
Ooh. All right.
All right, get out of here. Nice to meet you,
all
sir.
All right, nice to meet you guys.
Bye-bye. Thank you for coming down.
Take care. What's his first name?
Handsome.
Yes.
Handsome. Oh, I'm Carson. Carson.
Hey.
Nobody knew. I don't think we got his
name. No, he was from Carson City.
Mitch. Sing along with Mitch.
Okay. Hi, honey. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, what's your name?
Jennifer.
Look at, we got us a hot redhead now.
Yeah.
Jennifer, where are you from?
I'm from Reno.
And what do you do?
I work at a Jeep dealership.
And the celeb you told us you most resemble?
I didn't.
You didn't.
I've watched a lot of movies and I've seen a lot of shows, but I've never known anybody that looks like me.
No.
Well, I tell you this.
She's very attractive.
You guys, listen, she's not a pig.
No, not
very attractive, but I know that there's a celebrity that you resemble. I just can't figure it out.
Well, hopefully throughout the game it'll come to you. You'll be like, hey, that's who you look
maybe
like.
Maybe as you take some of your clothes off, it'll
right.
come to us.
Okay.
You're blushing severely.
Yeah.
She has hair the color of the Gillian Anderson from The X-Files.
Yeah. But a little Gillian Anderson there.
Yeah but good. She's not pasty like
Gillian
Anderson.
A little Laura Flynn Boyle, too.
Julianne Moore, maybe?
Julianne Moore. Well, either way, you're H-O-T.
Yeah.
And you know if you lose, you'll be naked.
Uh-huh.
Okay, get out of here.
Very
right.
soon, she says.
Much care of that. Thank you. Nice meeting you, Jennifer. All right, let's meet our next contestant. Should be a boy.
Here he comes.
All right, a member of the Don and Mike workout plan.
Wearing his Big Daddy t-shirt.
Hello.
My sandwich has arrived. Thank you.
Ah, very good. Up.
And what is your name?
My name is Mark.
Mark, where are you from?
I'm from here in Reno, actually.
What do you do?
I'm a student.
Where do you go to school?
University of Nevada, Reno.
All right.
Proud of it.
That's right.
There you go, man. I got my favorite contestant already.
What is that, like 13th grade, or is that a real college?
I think it's around 13th grade, actually.
Yeah.
No, a real college.
What do you do for fun, Mark?
Drink beer, mostly.
Shocker on that one.
I don't know. Did you have a nice BM today?
Right away this morning.
You can tell. He's a member of the club.
Truly fantastic.
Dying to get out of there.
And celeb you told us you most resemble?
Meatloaf.
Is this your father?
No.
You mean that ratty engineer? Jesus. They got an engineer here.
Looks like Stephen King.
It looks like a homeless guy that I see walking around the casinos. Jesus. All right, well, Meatloaf will give you that. We'll give you that.
All right.
At least
size-wise.
Size-wise.
Good luck, Mark.
All right, get out of here, Mark. Nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you, too.
Enjoy your time on the balcony.
Mark will be fun.
Mark came to play.
All right, let's get our next female contestant.
Hello.
Hello.
And you can tell a lot from Buzz. And Buzz goes, oh.
Yeah, Buzz's mic is more open than it's ever been on any of this.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Hi, honey. What's your name?
Miranda.
Miranda, where are you from?
I'm from Reno, Nevada.
And what do you do?
I'm a waitress. I waitress and I sell bakery pastries and goods.
Wonderful.
I come home smelling nice and sweet every day.
Outstanding. Celeb, do you think you most resemble?
I've been told Charlize Theron. My hair was shorter when she was in that Astronaut's Wife movie. I can't.
And there's another celebrity that's a little blonder than Charlize Theron. I can't think of her right now.
She's cute.
She is.
I do have to ask the question that I think everybody will be dying to ask you. A lot of times I'm the only one that will ask.
Yeah, go ahead.
On your lip. Wait, is it a cold sore?
Oh, it is a cold sore. I was like, when I go in
there.
You're
not like down to 2 pills a day, are you? Or anything like that?
Okay. Your middle name's not Herpesia, is it?
No.
Okay.
Okay, I'm glad you brought it up. Just don't bring it up anymore. That'll be okay.
All right.
Okay.
That's a deal.
Okay.
Very nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you.
Thank you, Miranda.
We won't bring it up again.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
But if we didn't, it would be something we'd be talking about during the commercial.
Thank you, Miranda. Kiss, kiss.
During the commercials.
Well, we saved the best for last.
Oh, here we go. Hi, stud. What's your name?
I want to be known as Opie, if that's okay.
Opie, all right.
Uh-huh. And where are you from, Opie?
Reno.
What do you do?
I work for an insurance company.
And the celebrity you think you most resemble?
Like Opie Taylor or no.
John Boy from the Waltons, don't you think? He even has the mole on the side of his face.
Do you have...
Turn your head that way.
The other way.
Hey, do you have any relatives back east by the name of Nichols?
That's what I know. You guys have lost a lot of weight.
Thank you.
I'm impressed.
Thank you.
We try.
Thank you.
You look like you're nothing phases you. Would that be right, Opie?
No, it's just that I really like the show and I listen on time. So
we do appreciate it. And, you know, I don't think you look like Opie Taylor. I don't think you look like Ron Howard.
I took so much crap for that growing up.
There's a naked woman at the door.
Yeah, there's several.
There's a woman rubbing her breasts. Like, are those the fros there? Yeah.
The pro-hos? All right, we'll get out of here we can bring
Thanks,
the pro-hos
Opie.
In. And now let's welcome in the girls from the Bunny Ranch.
Is this the Bunny Ranch? Is it the Moonlight Bunny Ranch? Is that what it is?
Here they are.
Come on in, girls.
Wow. Fun-loving girls.
See, now look at this is why we were bitching at the guy from Harrah's.
Yes, absolutely. This is good, clean fun.
We got naked girls coming in the studio today.
Wow, look at this. Jesus Christ. Wow.
Hello, girls.
I'll pass these out. Thank you.
Buzz, come on in.
Greeted over
here
right now.
Coupons.
Come on in.
Thank you very much.
Here's the sex guide, Don.
Oh, really? Oh, it's like a menu.
Right.
Oh, I see.
Hey, look at this. Look at this phone number. What's that?
When you come in with those pink things that I just gave you, when you come in into the Bunny Ranch, you are comped with, especially with Mila, Queen of Nasty, whatever you want, however you want, and you call the time. You tell me how, where, when, and what. And it's 1-888-BUNNY-RANCH. Come over and do it right on.
Guys, let me introduce the ladies. Next to you is Air Force Amy.
Who's General Norman Schwarzkopf?
I'm the Pimp Master General.
You're the Pimp Master General.
That's kind of like Norman Schwarzkopf. That's Air Force Amy getting ready to rub her huge breasts against you.
My goodness. Hi, Air Force Amy. How you doing?
This is Mel.
Hi, Mel. How are you?
Hi, Mel.
Mila, the Queen of Nasty.
Wow. Mel is
the tallest girl in porn, Annie Anderson, 6'6", Dutch girl.
Let's meet the tallest girl in porn.
Yes,
and here she is. How you doing?
How tall are you, honey?
6'6".
6'6". Are you really 6'6"?
With heels.
Okay. Yeah. All right, with heels.
Okay.
I cheat a little.
How come you're not the only girl taking her top off? I mean, how
come
you? I mean, how come you are the only girl not taking her top off?
I'm not the only one.
I'll help you take it off.
Right. Okay, thank you.
This guy, come on, this is like Bob Guccione over here.
Yeah, I'll help you take it off. Honey, I'll help you right now, no problem.
I did that so you guys would take it off for me.
So, Annie, if I wanted to come to the Bunny Ranch and have a slippery nipples party,
yeah.
I'm looking at the menu, how much would that run me as you take your bra off? Wow, that'd be fun, having a slippery nipples party with you.
Oh, my.
Okay, you know, the old guy, the pimp, is like, he's nursing her now. Sir, we don't need to see that.
Don't do that.
We don't need to see that.
You are
well, yes.
Comp with me. As far as you're concerned, you want, as long as you come with those headphones on
right.
to the ranch, if you're coming to the ranch dressed the way you are, just like that,
yeah.
you are comp baby with Mila, queen of nasty. Anything you want, like I said, whenever you want it, however you want it, you call the time.
My God.
No, my specialty is the freak of the week.
What's
I'm
that?
Like the freak of the week. You really kind of have to see it in your with your own eyes. I really like that because I'm the queen of nasty.
You're the queen of nasty.
Yes, the nastier the better.
Really?
Yes, I'm well known for.
Sure, you can. You could say that ass painting.
No, ass artist.
Ass artist.
That's where I paint with my bottom, kind of, sort of. But yeah, that
does sound potentially
Hold
nasty.
On. Is that an art? Do you mean like with poops?
No, sweetheart. I buy this. No, it's 150 colors, different colors.
Oh, so you paint
Purple,
with your you
green.
Paint with your bottom.
You actually yeah, paint no, with your yeah, ass.
John, I feared the worst there also. You weren't the only one that was going there. I thought
that's what I thought.
That was it. All right,
we'll
get that straightened out.
To the ranch, you get a free painting. Okay.
All right, and what's your favorite over here, Miss Air Force?
Flies in a Viagra party. This doesn't mean that you have to take Viagra, but I'll make you think you did.
Oh, wow,
really?
Wow. Excuse me, my microphone just fell off.
And how about you say, hey, Squeaky Fromm? What?
My favorite's the two girl party.
The two
like
girl party.
Wow.
The two girl party.
And of course, we are in the state of Nevada where this is all legal.
Yeah. And now,
hazing the true.
You miss WNBA. What is your favorite?
I like it all. I don't have a favorite.
Really?
You don't have
I
a
do
favorite?
It all. Wow.
So how many girls?
The party I like the best with Annie is when her and Bridget the Midget do a double. Watching her and Bridget party together, that's an outrageous show.
Now, do you run the Bunny Ranch? Yeah. Is that you're the pimp daddy?
Yeah, I'm the pimp master general.
Pimp master general, all right.
How do you girls stand working for a guy like this? I mean, when you're doing a guy, is he coming in and like telling you what to do and stuff, or does he leave you alone?
See, I switch between, I fantasize about Don and Mike and then Daddy. Don and Mike and Daddy.
Daddy. That's his name, Daddy.
You call him Daddy.
Oh, wow. It's a sinful little town, isn't it, Don?
It sure is.
Really, really
And for Harris. Harris is very straight, don't we?
Yeah.
Okay, we're having
a
Bunny Ranch after party at the Bunny Ranch. From the Harris thing. The Bunny Ranch after party tonight. Everyone's con, so come on down.
Rest assured, Don and I will not be there, but enjoy the after party.
All right, all of you girls, I get out of here.
Thank
Bunny
you, ladies. Thank
Bunny
you
Ranch.
All very
get
much.
Out of here.
Bye-bye.
Come on, get out of here.
Take care.
Everybody, there's an after party at the Bunny Ranch tonight.
And
you're calm.
What are these pink things valued at? How much? What would be the monetary value of one of these?
I thought you could get anything done.
500?
$5. It's for a drink.
Oh, it's for a drink.
Oh, I thought you girls said you would do anything for one of these.
Yeah, I thought so.
Free coffee. Oh, the Queen of Mean said she would do anything.
Oh, the Queen of Mean. Wow. All right, the nasty one. Ass painting.
Queen of Nasty.
Nasty. Yeah. Queen of Nasty.
So would you do ass art for this? For this token?
I told you, with the mic, with the headphones.
With the headphones?
And who's Gene Wilder over there in the corner?
Where are the headphones?
What's the deal?
Bring that pink little thing.
What?
Unzip your pants. Hey, Bunny Ranch, right. Come on down. Everyone comped here, as far as I'm concerned.
Wow.
With me.
Yeah, that's great. You. Now, you
Anybody
wanted to say something?
Come, yeah, special today only. Everyone's free.
Everyone's free with Amy.
Everyone's free with Amy.
Mila.
All right.
And Mila.
You know
okay,
what?
We're in competition. I'm going to see how many
Ladies, hold on.
Freebies
hold
I
on.
Can do.
There's one guy in this room, I think, that probably would take advantage of that. This gentleman right over here.
Oh,
Wendell Hall.
Ready to go.
Now listen, we are serious about this.
Yes.
Tonight after the show.
Tonight.
If we were to send this man.
Yes,
this man,
with him.
Our
Wendell
engineer,
Hall.
Greatest engineer in the whole
yes,
wide world.
Yes.
But I want to tell you something. He never gets laid.
Yeah, I want him to make my eyes tear. I'm going to guarantee everything to him. I want him to make my eyes tear. All four of us. Let's go.
Yeah, go ahead, girls. You can start in on Wendell. Go ahead. Wendell, why don't you go stand by the wall and let this girl start to do you right now.
I'd like to see how far they'll go with it.
There he goes. There he goes.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. I don't want to see this.
I know. I'm just going to see how far they'll go with it.
They're going to go.
Oh, make my eyes tear. Yes.
They're not hesitant.
Where they go with
gag. It. Even. Let me make bubbles.
No.
I want to bubbles.
She is pulling down Wendell's pants.
Stop. Oh, bubbles. Oh,
oh my God.
Bubbles.
Hold on.
Bubbles.
You got to describe.
For God's sake.
Wendell.
Wendell, pull your pants up. Yes. Pull your pants up, Wendell.
I swear to God, Wendell's getting a BJ in front of us.
What's up, Wendell?
Wendell, have her stop that.
Stop it, Wendell.
Have her stop that.
Stop it, Wendell.
Stop it. Stop it. Stop it, Wendell.
Stop it, Wendell.
All right, get out, girl.
All right, get out, all of you.
Get out, girl. God.
There you go. We got you. Got your. That's the Moonlight Bunny Ranch. Thank
Come
you,
on,
ladies.
Get out, girls. Out.
No,
get out.
Out.
Get out of here, girls.
See you later.
You know, here's what I thought would happen.
Yeah.
I thought that the girls would go over by Wendell, and Wendell would, like, hug and squeeze them.
Yeah.
But, no. Now, Wendell would, like, undo his pants.
Wendell didn't do that.
No, I didn't do any undoing.
Wendell was assisted.
Jesus, Wendell.
I need oxygen.
Jesus Christ. She was really... Wendell, she was really doing it to you, right?
Yeah.
Look at Wendell's face.
My gut show.
Unbelievable.
He was attacked.
God damn.
Hey, how about you?
What a day.
Well, hey, talk about nightmares, man.
My God, yes. None of us are going to sleep very well tonight.
See Wendell standing up against the wall, Wendell's hog.
My God, what a show.
Jesus. Here, Wendell, take my pink coin. And
here, you got three coins.
Maybe one of the lovely lasses will finish that job off for you.
Here you go.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, wow.
But we can promise we're not going to see any of that on stage tonight.
I guarantee that.
No way.
I guarantee that.
No, thank you.
Wow. Well, that's the first.
Wow.
That is the first time.
Great buffet, Ron Jeremy.
Well,
talking about the Moonlight Bunny Ranch.
He would have the quote?
He would know.
Great buffet.
Have you seen him lately?
Oh, and you see the other quote?
Yeah.
All the girls look like playmates. Governor Jesse Ventura.
That's
America's hottest cat house, Larry Flint.
Unbelievable.
Jesus. And, Wendell, that is a first on this show.
Congratulations, Wendell.
I mean, we've had a lot of things happen on the show before, but
we have blazed a new trail.
We have never... I had no idea that those girls would actually pull down his pants.
Well, it was about as horrible a thing as I've ever seen.
And it was like watching Vivid TV.
Yeah, well, not exactly.
Well, I mean, you know, but what I mean is...
Like watching Wendell TV is what it was.
I'll just say this.
Watching Vivid TV, you got to get a new prescription for your glasses.
Without sounding gay.
Uh-huh. Right.
You know, I don't think I could get a boner in front of all you guys.
I
don't think so.
Yeah. I don't think I could, but Wendell had no problem with it.
Well, here we are in Reno.
Okay.
Let's wash up.
Biggest little city in America.
All right, we have strip trivia coming up.
We do?
We've met all the contestants.
What's going on? Hello, where are we?
How come Channel 2 didn't come in and cover that?
Right.
Wendell getting done by that girl.
Oh, my God.
We will be right back live from Reno.
Number one, Arbitron Lincoln, the Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
The Don and Mike Show cordially invites you to a beautiful evening in Lake Tahoe, Nevada. Tonight, it's the Don and Mike Lake Tahoe Reno style show. This gala show will include all the raunchy fun you've come to expect, including the underwear fashion show, of course. The show is at Harrah's of Lake Tahoe, and it starts at 8 p.m. It's first come, first served. So make your plans now. We invite your ass to come on down.
The Don and Mike Las Vegas style show.
I'm cutting a fucking spot, Tony.
Don't miss it. providing the soundtrack to your thunderous orgasm. The Don and Mike Show.
Speaking of that.
And now, back to strip trivia, only on the Don and Mike Show.
You might notice that Wendell is not here.
Where's Wendell?
Wendell's been kidnapped.
Wendell is down in the limo from the Bunny Ranch, and he's...
We have no idea exactly what he's doing.
No, we know what someone's doing to him.
A fair idea.
The act is being completed as we speak.
Wendell.
He's being taken care of by Air Force Amy. And I was just saying to Mike and to Rob during the spots that I think you guys like my brothers.
Right.
And if Helen Hunt walked in naked,
right,
and, you know, Frida had just been involved in a 100-car collision, and I was free to have sex with Helen Hunt, there's no way that I would pull down my pants in front of you guys.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Don. I'm glad you shared that with us.
And Helen Hunt have sex with me. And I pray that each of you feel the same.
God's honor.
However, there was something funny about Wendell just getting his hog smoked.
It was pretty amazing, and I'm glad we stopped it when we did.
Now it's happening now down in the limousine, and when he comes
where
up,
we can't see it, which is just fine with me.
When he comes upstairs, we'll get a report from him. Let's check in outside now with the guy. You know what? They're going to have to kill that monitor a little bit.
Hey, it's the boys on the balcony. How you doing out there, man?
Doing all right.
Hello, can all you guys step up to the mic? How you guys doing?
We're doing all right there, Mike.
Doing good.
Okay, now...
freezing.
These guys are outside. See, the radio station that we're in, KTLY, it's on the 14th floor of what appears to be the FBI, ATF, local sheriff's department.
This is the most surreal environment I've ever been in.
There's like 8 gazillion cops in this building, and we've been told that the balcony that these guys... We have to thank the ATF, because the balcony that we're using for the guys to stand outside and play strip trivia today is actually an ATF balcony.
Well, isn't that fantastic?
Very nice.
So,
I thought that was part of the radio station.
The good news is that at least they're on the sunny side of the building.
Well, sort of. But right now, the sun has moved around the corner, and they're actually in the shade.
Guys, how cold is it outside?
Nibbling. Very nibbling. Shrinkage will occur.
All right, well, let's bring the girls in.
All right.
And let's start the game. Guys outside.
Very good.
This is the first. This is the first time the girls have ever been inside and the guys have been totally outside.
Well, it's the way it should be. We've got 10 fantastic contestants.
And here we go.
It's time for Don and Mike to play a favorite game.
All right.
Full frontal radio.
Now, I know someone had asked, first place will be $750.
$750, wow. Fantastic, a windfall.
Second place is $200, and third place is $100.
Serious money.
Nice. And beyond that, zero.
That's fantastic. This is going to be a good game.
Now, girls, we need you all to huddle around that microphone for a second and say hi to the guys.
Hi, ladies.
Hi, guys.
All right.
Okay, and now, guys, can you all huddle around your microphone, say hi to the girls?
Hi, girls.
Hi.
Men.
So the guys are outside on the balcony. Girls are inside.
No, here, he's smoking.
Blue, are you dying for a smoke?
No, we don't want to switch.
Blue, if you'd like to, you can go outside with the fellas if you'd be more comfortable out there. The deal is, one at a time, both guys outside and girls inside, when it's your turn, you step up to the microphone, you answer the question. If you get it wrong, you take off an article of clothing. Girls, are you all down to 5 articles?
Yes.
Guys, are you down to 5?
Yeah.
And, of course, the way that works, when you answer 5 questions incorrectly, that means you will be naked.
And the person with clothes on at the end wins the $750. Let's start, what you say, with a good old-fashioned lightning round.
Lightning round.
It's time for a lightning round.
You know, and I'm getting a little bit of distortion from the microphone outside.
Yeah.
I would ask our engineer to handle that for us, but
he's handling something else right now.
You know, I'm surprised that he's not back up here already.
Yeah. I'm surprised he made it down in the elevator.
Yeah.
I walked by Wendell and the General Schwarzkopf, sugar daddy, pimp master, whatever the hell he is. He said something like, "You're taking him somewhere."
Oh, they better not take him anywhere. They better just do him in the limo and bring him back.
They're taking him for a ride.
They took him somewhere.
Oh, did your girl see Wendell get in the limo?
Yes.
Yeah, the limo drove away.
The limo drove away.
They were taking him to the ranch and then they make sure that he was back for the show tonight.
Oh, my God. You know, we need Wendell up at Harrah's in Tahoe tonight.
To set everything up.
Yeah, we need him to set up our equipment tonight.
Well, we sent him away.
Okay.
God knows how long he's going to be gone.
You know, I thought the girl was just going to finish the act in the car.
No, they all. Wendell, now, if I'm not mistaken, is in a limousine full of hookers heading to the Bunny Ranch.
Oh, God. Wendell, if you can hear us, call us. Call the hotline. Call Lisa.
Let us know what's happening.
And tell us what's going on. Okay, let's start this game of strip trivia. The Reno style. Blue, you're first.
Hello, Blue.
Blue, now, Blue, step up to the microphone.
Okay.
There she is. Gotcha. Blue, and this is a lightning round, so we need your answer immediately.
Okay.
How many of the five Dallas Cowboy teams that Tom Landry took to Super Bowls won the game?
Three.
Two.
It's time for your first item of clothing to come off. What's going to come off, Blue?
In the microphone, Blue, you got to say
pants.
Pants
coming off here, boss.
And there she goes. She is indeed. Now, Blue, let me just use you as the experiment here. When you take your pants off, you got to do it all right there, right in front of that microphone.
On the microphone.
By the microphone.
You can't, like, just take one leg out and then hop away. Okay?
What do you want me to do? Do it again?
No, it's fine.
No, it's fine.
It's fine.
Now no need for you to take your pants off twice.
Let's go outside to Johnny. Johnny.
Yes.
Johnny. Step up and hi, Johnny.
Hi, how are you doing?
Between the toes. Johnny, what color were the black boxes on TWA Flight 800?
Orange.
Orange is correct.
Wow. That is your first correct answer. Congratulations, John.
Very nice, Johnny. Let's go to Anissa.
Anissa,
step up to the mic, please.
Okay.
And Rob, put her face. You know what? Adjust that microphone so it's right up by Anissa's face. There you go.
The microphone is in a weird, like crammed into the corner. Yeah. It's kind of weird.
Okay, I'm here.
Here we go, Anissa. What planet is circled by only two moons?
Saturn?
Mars.
Oh,
time for your first item of clothing. What's coming off, Anissa?
So we're closer to seeing Uranus.
Wait. Is the jacket count?
The jacket counts.
Do you have five articles of clothing?
I don't know, I guess. So.
Well, no, come on. Anissa, you got to count.
You
got
to pay attention, Anissa.
One,
yes.
Two, three, four, and then underwear, right?
Five. Okay. All right, good. She's taking her jacket off.
All right, I'm glad we finally have the rules established.
Okay, let's go to Mark out on the nude balcony. Hello, Mark.
How you doing?
Mark's the member of the big man's club.
Hey, Mark, now, I can't see because there's equipment in front of me, but when you look out there, tell me what you see. Can you see any cars or any traffic or... Can you see any buildings where people might be able to see you guys out there?
Yeah, the Calneva's got a great shot at us, actually, I think.
The Calneva, was that another hotel?
Yeah, some junk.
That's where I cash my checks.
There.
Sinatra used to. Hey, Wendell's back.
Hey, hold on, everybody.
He's panting.
Wendell Hall is back.
Hi, Wendell.
Wendell, step up to the microphone.
Hello.
Wendell, we were concerned that perhaps you had been abducted.
No, that was almost the plan, and at the very last moment, I realized that I have to pack up all this crap after we're done.
Okay, what? So you went down to the limo, though?
Nope. We posed for a couple of pictures, and I'll be heading out there after the show.
So you mean the act was not completed?
No, I'm heading to the ranch after the show.
After the show, he's going to the ranch.
Because you know those jurisdictions and stuff, Don. Jurisdictions.
Yeah. You know what, Wendell? I'm getting just a little, hear that? Just a touch of feedback from outside. Just a touch, if you don't mind.
Why don't you limp out there and figure that out?
You can go out there, please.
There you go.
Swollen member.
Okay. I'll have to pack up the boxes and then I'll be heading out to the ranch after the show.
And you're shaking.
You're very shapely and fine. Perhaps we can complete this later. I'd really like to thank you.
What,
so much,
what was her name?
Perhaps I could go out there, Mistress of Domination, for the lingerie show and a little dirty dance.
No, her name was Air Force Amy.
Air Force Amy? Thanks a lot.
Air Force Amy.
Hold on.
Give me another check, Wendell.
You good now?
Yeah, you know, that's much better. Thank you. See, that's why it's good to have Wendell around.
Excellent.
Absolutely, when he's not visiting the Moonlight Bunny Ranch.
Hey, Mark.
Yes.
Mark, step up, and here is your question, my friend.
All right, talk loud.
Okay, Mark, who has won the most PGA and the most Masters championships?
Nicholas.
Right.
Good answer. Way to go, Mark.
Jack Nicklaus. Miranda, step up, please. Where are you,
right
Miranda?
Here.
Hi, Miranda.
Hi there.
Here you go. Miranda, which planet is closest in size to our moon?
Mercury?
Good guess.
Way to go, Miranda. Good job. That's your first correct answer.
Good car, good planet, good answer.
Mercury.
All of the questions are from Trivial Pursuit that we're using today. Mitch.
That's the Trivial Pursuit Venus edition, isn't it?
No, that's Genus edition.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Trivial Pursuit Wendell edition.
Hey, Wendell needs to turn us back up a little. We can't hardly hear you guys.
Well, you know what? I think he did that because we were getting so much feedback. Can you hear me?
Let us bring the speaker a little closer.
All right. We'll see. That's probably causing the feedback.
All right.
Feedback.
It's all you, D.
All right. You got it?
Yeah.
Okay. What T word for information of little use is also defined as a junction of three roads?
What, T word?
Yes. It means the word begins with T.
Yeah, I'm thinking of only one T word right now.
Right.
The word is trivia.
Trivia.
Now, hold on there.
Hey,
Mitch, you got to go back now. You must take off one article of clothing. What will it be?
A shoe.
And why is their microphone distorted now out there?
I don't hear a distortion.
Yeah.
Got to take them both at once.
Well, now, hasn't anybody asked these guys? You have five articles of clothing all together, right? So what do you have on? Shirt, undershirt, pants, shoes.
All right, the shoes.
Shoes and
shoes coming off here, boss.
And the socks, right? And the socks?
Okay, the socks, too.
Yeah. All right, Mitch. Mitch, pay attention to the rules.
I'm in no rush to see you naked. I just want to make sure you play by the rules.
Well, that makes
right
one of
see
us.
It, Don.
What was that, Mitch?
I said you're right there to see it all.
Right, Mitch. Hi, Jennifer. Step up. It's Jennifer's turn now.
Hey.
Jennifer is our lovely redhead.
Hi, Jen.
Hey.
What kind of Plymouth Rock is alive? What kind of Plymouth Rock is alive?
Take your time.
Listen to the dudes talking out there.
Granite,
no. A chicken.
It's time for your what?
But does that you know, Rob shakes his head like he understands. I don't get it.
It's a variety of chickens.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a variety of chickens. Time for your first item of clothing. What's
we
coming
don't
off,
grow
Jennifer?
Chickens here. I don't know that.
Jennifer,
what are you taking off?
I'm going to take off my jacket.
Your jacket? Yes.
Jacket
so
coming
do.
Off here.
Yes, please take that off. Hey, Ian. Ian?
Ian, thanks.
It's Mr. Geronimo.
How you doing, Ian?
He's our well, Ed. Aside from you, a little chilly.
Our Ed Norton look-alike.
And all the guys will get an extra prize because they're outside today.
Right.
They all get a copy of that awful movie, Dr. T and the Women.
A movie that you previewed last night.
Gynecologist movies are...
And really disliked it.
That's good. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
But I hope you enjoy it. what major pro sports team has won the most championships?
Yankees.
No. The Montreal Canadiens.
Item number one, what's coming off,
They're
Ian?
Not an American, they don't count.
Ian?
What are you taking off, Ian? Sweater? Okay, go ahead.
Pay attention, Ian.
Take it off so the girls can see.
They're Canadian, they shouldn't count.
All right, thank you, Ian. I agree.
Now you know what I think.
All right, Lauren, step up, please. Lauren.
Hi.
Lauren, the tie-dye hippie chick.
Thanks for all the tie-dye stuff, Lauren.
You guys are welcome.
Buzz's hemp friend.
Yeah. Oh, and Mike, when you're ready for those T-shirts for crap, let me know.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, merchandise.
Hey, maybe we'll wear them with our first gig.
What is the most common letter to start surnames in the United States?
J?
S.
Item number one, what's coming off, Lauren?
The shoes.
Shoes.
Shoes. Okay.
And, Rob, did you bring your spray?
I did.
You didn't bring the spray?
I did.
Opie.
Hi, Opie.
Hi, fellas.
Although, you know, he doesn't look like Ron Howard. I really don't think he looks like Ron Howard.
Hey, Opie, is it snowing out there a little bit?
No, not yet, Mike, but okay. I think it's going to.
I just thought I saw a flurry.
Well, no, from my vantage point, I see sunshine and puffy clouds.
Oh, Don, I can change at any time in this state, though.
Yeah, you know what, Mike, I do see something. It could just be particles of dirt or something,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, that's what it is, debris.
you chipping off out here?
Particles of Wendell.
Okay. Wendell's thing. Wendell's, it's cheese. Cheese from Wendell's log.
Part of Wendell's cheese log.
What is Darius Rucker's stage name?
Darius Rucker. Hootie.
Hootie is correct. Yes.
All right, and that's the end of the first round, Bob.
That is cheese from Wendell's hoodie. That's exactly what it is.
The sky's a Reno filled with flakes of Wendell's hoodie cheese.
Now, Rob, hold on. Let me see where we are break-wise, because I think we can get one more in, right? Okay. Let's do one more lightning round.
We move on to lightning round number two.
Another lightning round. Here we go. We'll start with you. Blue, are you ready?
Hi, Blue.
Yes.
Now, Blue, we need your answer immediately, please. What politician told an MTV audience he prefers briefs to boxers?
Bill Clinton.
Right, of course it's Bill Clinton.
That is your first correct answer. Way to go, Blue.
Bill Clinton.
Blue.
Johnny.
Yeah.
Johnny.
Oh, here.
Oh, there he is. Let me turn him up. Johnny.
Johnny.
What's short for light amplification by simulated emission of radiation?
X-ray.
No. Laser.
Item number one, what's coming off, John?
Shoes.
All right, Johnny is taking his shoes off.
Aren't we all glad they're outside?
Yeah, remember, the guys are outside. It's like 42 degrees. They're out on a balcony, on the ATF balcony.
Right on.
Anissa, step up.
Okay.
Step up. What do you call the stick you use to push a shuffleboard disc?
Oh, goodness. God,
you don't play shuffleboard in the hood?
Oh, God.
Lightning round, honey.
I don't know.
It's called a cue.
A cue. And, Anissa, it's time for item number two. What will you be removing?
I'll take my shoes off.
Shoes. Okay, take your shoes off.
Shoes.
Take your time. Unzip those boots.
High heel boots.
Take them off. Hey, are you coming to the show tonight, Anissa?
I need a ticket. Hello. I drove 3 hours. I couldn't go to Tahoe first and then here.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sorry. I wish we could help you out.
Oh, my God.
I wish we could help you out. You'd be a good contestant during one of our games today.
You're cracking me up.
Hey, Mark.
I'm very sorry.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
I honestly thought the answer would be yes.
Yes, she doesn't have a ticket, though.
Don't you remember the discussion we were in with the guy in the car yesterday on the way here?
I also know that you're rethinking that right now.
I know I am.
You are.
Of course I am.
Of course you are.
Mark.
Yes.
What slugger did Boston name its third harbor tunnel after? I'm going to give you a sports question.
That's too bad.
It's easy, I know.
He's a Phoebe.
It's the one and only Ted Williams, Mark.
Teddy.
Yeah, so what item of clothing will you be removing there, Mark?
I will do these shoes as well.
This is probably the best reason that we're inside and he's outside.
Well, I read Mark's shoes. I don't think it's going to matter that he's outside.
he's got those big...
It's going to be a jailbreak here.
Those big Metallica boots on.
What is that?
Okay. Let's see.
Miranda.
Right, Miranda, step up.
I'm here.
Miranda?
Yes.
It's a coal sore, everybody. Miranda?
Uh-huh.
What was the last year that baby boomers were born?
69.
A nice number.
Mm-hmm.
64.
64. And time for your first item of clothing to come off. What's it going to be?
I'm going to take my shirt off.
Really?
Yes.
Well, go right ahead.
All right.
Go right ahead.
All right. Bravo. Lacy purple bra.
Lacy purple bra.
Right.
Mitch.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, we're ready for Mitch. Hi, Mitch.
What's up, Don?
What do you estimate the temp out there to be now?
About four.
About four.
Right.
What Seattle rock vocalist changed his name from Ed Mueller?
Hi.
And I know we've goofed on this before.
We've talked
on the
about
show.
It on the show, yeah.
I'm sorry. It's Eddie Vedder from Pearl Jam.
Mitch, what are you going to be taking off?
Mitch.
Pay attention, Mitch.
Keep trying to sneak away, guys.
What are you taking off?
One of my shirts.
Shirt coming off.
One of your shirts. All right. And girls, yes, you can feel free to,
ogle.
Because the guys are doing that right now to Miranda and her see-through bra there.
Mm-hmm.
Even though that's not supposed to be. Is that a see-through bra?
I guess it's kind of see-through. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I can see through it. Can you guys see through it?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
It's sheer.
I hadn't noticed.
Jennifer?
Yes.
Jennifer, our redhead. Jennifer.
Oh, boy.
This is a bad card. There's not one easy question on this card.
Well, that's a shame because Jennifer already has removed one item of clothing.
What may begin closing up in 2006 due to a decline of chlorine and bromine in the atmosphere?
Spray paint cans?
The ozone layer.
Oh,
yes. The ozone layer. What's he doing?
Rob and I simply shared a humorous moment over that question, and we probably couldn't come up with the line, but it just sounded funny. Yeah. Closing up.
That's right.
It was something on Wendell closing up.
Okay. What are you taking off, Jennifer?
I'm going to go with the rest of the girls and take off my shoes.
Shoes.
Coming off here, boss.
Okay, take your shoes off. That's fine.
More boots.
Wendell, you just remember, if that thing closes up, get some medical attention.
It was open the last time I saw it.
It'll probably be open for a long time.
Open all night. Hey, Ian.
Let's have that softball, Don.
Ian, I can only give you whatever question is on the card. All right, Ian, I'll give you a sports question, okay?
Beautiful.
What tennis champ held the men's number one spot for a record 270 weeks?
Jimmy Connors.
Yvonne Lendl.
Item number two, Ian, what's coming off?
Shirt.
You know, you didn't have to play with your nipples there.
Oh, come on, it's cold out here.
All right, Ian is taking his shirt off. Can you all see that, girls?
I think so, too.
Well, what was that?
I think that he played with his nipples for our benefit.
Did you enjoy that, ladies?
Sure.
Yeah, they like Ian. The ladies like Ian.
Are you doing that for you or for them?
I'm actually waiting for the girls and hoping for a little generalized reciprocation.
All right.
Will you girls play with your nipples for him?
Okay.
We'll leave all that up to Miranda.
Keep your eye on Miranda. Oh, yeah. All right, Lauren, where am I at? I'm at
Lauren,
right?
You're right.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right, Lauren.
All right, Lauren. What United States president has thrown out the most opening day baseballs?
I'm going to go with Clinton.
Clinton, no, it's Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Yeah, Roosevelt was my second guess.
Item number two. What will you be removing, Lauren?
The pants.
The pants.
Yeah.
All right.
But I have a question.
Yes?
What?
Okay, well, actually, all of us have a question.
What's that?
Well, we noticed that after Wendell's friends left,
yes,
that they left with VIP passes. So we want to know, too, you know, there was an act involved before they got the VIP passes. And so, actually, she was wondering.
Hold on, wait. Are you talking about when the girl was giving Wendell the BJ?
Yeah. What does she have? Who does she have to do to get the VIP passes?
Oh, you know what? I think they have passes because they buy time on the radio station. I think that's why. Are you talking about the things for our show tonight?
Yeah.
Specifically, Wendell didn't have any control over that.
No.
That's not the way we operate, Lauren.
However, Lauren, Wendell is sitting on the floor, and if you'd like to do them during a commercial break.
No, that's up to her. She's the one asking.
Oh, who was it, Anissa?
Yeah.
Well, Anissa, if you don't mind blowing Wendell, I'm sure he could. I'm sure he could get you in. Okay, Ope, for lack of a better name. What Wisconsin city was named after the fourth United States president?
Madison.
That's right.
That's the correct answer. That's the end of round number two, Bob.
Yeah, that's it. And now we got to go to break. Mike, who's got what as we head to our break?
Well, let me tell you something. We have a lot of clothes that have hit the floor already. No correct answers from Lauren, Ian, Jennifer, Mitch, or Anissa. They've all removed two items of clothing. Blue has one correct answer. John has one correct answer. So does Mark. So does Miranda. And so does our friend Opie there.
All right, guys. We'll be back.
We'll have more Strip Trivia after this quick break.
Be right back live from Reno.
Number one, Arbitron Radio. The Don and Mike Show.
Get my head cut on the Cobb Avenue. I ain't never been in a barber shop and heard a bunch of brothers talking about Jews. Black people don't hate Jews. Black people hate white people. We don't have time to dice white people up in a little group. I hate everybody. I don't care if you just got here. Hey, I'm Romanian. You're Romanian cracker.
Proud proudly inviting all of America to eat their bung.
That's
Don
right.
Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. And now back to strip trivia, only on the Don and Mike Show.
We're live today at KPLY in Reno. We're going to be at the Harrah's in Tahoe tonight with the full Las Vegas-style show, as we had promised all along.
It's going to be a great time. Everybody got their tickets, and we're looking forward to a big crowd on stage at Harrah's.
And we do have exciting news for our strip trivia players that we want to thank Maury Distributing Budweiser.
Uh-huh.
Because they've given us more money to play with today.
Very good.
Meaning that first place is now going to win $1,000.
Whoa!
That's right, girls. Second place gets $350. Are you hearing this, dudes?
Yeah.
And third place now gets $200.
Hey, that's serious money.
All
way
right.
to go.
We want to thank our local Budweiser distributor. Budweiser, good beer, and the NBC station is here now. We're going to grab them a few moments of our time.
Very good.
Because they're arriving so late.
It's another reporter coming in here. Are you with the shirt? Are you the reporter guy?
Never trust a guy in...
Yes, I would be.
...in jeans. Are you actually an on-air reporter?
I used to be. I used to do sports with Bonnie Bernstein.
Did you really? Did you ever do anything else with her?
No, I didn't.
Okay. All right, good answer.
That's pretty funny.
And it's obvious from the fact that you're wearing jeans and you didn't shave today that you're not going to be on camera for this piece.
Yeah.
So you're just here to just shoot some B footage of us?
B footage, get some stuff, and they might throw me on air. I mean,
all right,
this is Reno.
No, they won't throw you on. Let's bring the camera in and let the camera take a picture of us. And, you know, why don't we just continue playing the game if you girls don't mind?
That'd be good.
I mean, do you mind if we just keep playing our game? Then Channel 4, the NBC affiliate, can just get their pictures.
There are looks of trepidation throughout the room. What do you think, ladies? Is that cool?
Ladies, only if you're cool with it.
Well, we're not all here.
Yeah, the
Where'd Blue go?
They don't want to be on camera.
They don't want to be on camera?
Especially with the feature abroad.
Oh, all right. Well, then Channel 4, get your pictures very quickly.
Get your pictures and then get out of here.
Let's get your pictures. Hi there. How you doing, Channel 4?
Now, Don, what I think you ought to do is you ought to give another one of those quotable quotes.
Oh, they're not...
That'll get on TV.
But I guarantee that won't even run sound.
No audio.
Are you... You're going to run sound?
All right, well, then, Wendell, do we have the audio for the TV people?
He's hooking it up right now.
Yeah, I had to steal some for the guys here because that wireless mic died.
Oh, brother. What a pain in the ass. All of this for...
Wendell,
30...
how long is this going to take?
All of this for 30 seconds on Channel 4 tonight?
Wendell's looking for an... output.
Yep.
Later on, he'll be looking for an input.
Hey, you guys just missed Wendell.
Oh.
Almost getting his knob polished.
Is that it, Wendell?
This is
for TV.
Okay.
All right, can you hear us?
You got it?
You got it?
You got audio?
Okay. All right, now what you need to do is you need to get a quote from Don there.
Okay, beautiful. But ask me a question. Go ahead, ask.
Ask you a question?
Yeah, so I can give you a quote.
What's the cameraman doing?
Well, he's looking at a banner that says KPLY.
White balance. Right. He's adjusting the camera.
Hi there.
Hi.
How are you? All right, go ahead. Ask me a question.
Don, we love listening to you from D.C., but why don't you do the show permanently from here?
Good question. Don, give them give them a nice diplomatic answer. That's why not do the show regularly from Reno?
Because it's an asshole.
Oh, no, he can't do it.
All right, no, Mike, you can take it.
Okay.
Mike will give you the serious answer about why we can't do the show from Reno on a regular basis.
Buzz, can you please move your microphone
stand?
Thanks
Absolutely.
A lot. Hi. We'd love to do the show from Reno more often. We love coming out here. We've got a great fan base. Unfortunately, D.C.'s home. We love D.C., but it's great to come out to Reno because the people are so much fun.
That's so freaking phony when you do that. You're so good at that, though.
You know that'll get on the tube, too.
That will. Okay, was there anything else?
You both will. We'll let you go on with your game.
Well, no. See, some of the girls don't want to come in and be photographed.
You might find, you know, there's anonymity with radio, so they really don't want to do that.
So just get a quick shot of us. Hi.
Hi.
On Channel 4. Hi. Bye. Bye. You got to leave
one
now.
One more quick one over here, please.
You got to leave. Can you get another shot of Mike?
Hi.
Okay, see ya.
All right.
Bye-bye, Channel 4.
Wonderful. Good to see you.
Bye-bye. Okay, pull this plug now, Wendell.
Okay, Wendell.
Pull this plug. And who is this? Are you from...
Here, I just pulled it.
From the Gazette Journal. All right, the newspaper. Oh, beautiful. A picture of us.
Wendell, here's the thing.
Wonderful. Take a picture of us for tomorrow's newspaper. Wait, what will it say? What will the headline say? Bastard, son of Satan, and his friend, Chester the Molester, returned to Reno.
Is this the big paper in Reno?
Yeah.
What was that question mark at the end of the yeah? I heard a yeah. Yeah.
I think there's only... Isn't there only one paper in Reno?
What, no.
The Gazette Journal?
No, the Gazette Journal.
Oh, there's the Rectum.
The Reno Rectum.
The Reno Rectum.
That's right. Sparks Tribune. Yeah, they blow.
Okay.
Right? Hey, girls, let me ask you girls playing the game. Which newspaper do you read?
I read the Reno News and Review.
The Reno News and Review.
What is that, like a free paper, a hemp paper?
Alternative newspaper.
Oh, of course you read that, Lauren.
I know. But it's not like it's a gay alternative. It's just alternative to the mainstream news.
All right, what about you, honey? What do you read?
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Do you read the paper?
Sometimes, but I read the News and Review because they have best in there and tell you what's going on.
Does anybody read the regular newspaper?
I read catalogs.
No.
Don't take a picture of my bald spot. Whatever you do, don't take a picture of my bald spot, please.
Do you want me to get over here?
Are you on Mike and I together? Can you get us both in the same shot? Okay, beautiful.
Okay, how's this?
Oh, hey, that's nice, girl. Don't get my picture taken. He asked me if I paint my bald spot. That's nice. Hello. Hi. Hi. You don't need pictures of the other guys. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for coming down. All right.
Thank you.
Okay. Hi.
Hi.
Hello. Hi. Can you get me?
Hey. Check out this photographer's Kmart shopper nail polish.
You a nail biter, ma'am?
Really? Yeah, okay. All right, get out of here.
That's Ross Spiewak. He bites his toenails.
Thank you for coming down. All right, now you got to leave.
No.
Oh. You don't need a picture of Rob. Get out of here.
All this activity.
Thank you for coming down.
I'm sorry.
Oh, Mike's... Hold on, you got something for us, Mike?
Oh, dear.
Here we go.
No.
Nope. Thought you had something for us.
I've had it. It's solid.
All right.
Uh-oh. Brick wall?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, Mike was ready. Just ready to give us a fart.
Yeah, but it might have been a nice BM if I kept pushing.
Okay. We're ready for another lightning round.
It's time for a lightning round.
Are you ready, girls?
Yes.
You ready? Yes. Are you ready, guys?
Yes.
Okay. Are all the guys out there? I only see.
Yeah, we're here.
Okay.
You get the rest of those guys out there on that patio.
He's not even playing, and he snuck his way in.
Who is that?
Some homo in here is not even playing. He wants
to get that guy out of here. Hey, Wendell. Rob, you know who that guy? Rob, go with Wendell. You know who that guy is.
We got a crasher here.
We got a crasher who actually walked into the studio.
This idiot.
And everything.
You mean the guy with the dynamite 316 sign?
That's the guy.
Okay, come on, get out of there, you idiot.
Get him. Have him removed from the building.
I thought the station was going to have some freaking security today.
Hey, isn't there law enforcement all over this building?
Yes, this is an ATF building. We're broadcasting from.
Hey, hell is going on here.
All right, Blue, here's your question.
Okay.
Lightning round. Really, got to have your answer immediately. What R word represents 500 sheets of paper?
Ream.
A ream, that's right. A ream.
That's your second correct answer, Blue.
A ream job.
Ream.
Hey, John.
Yeah.
Johnny Buddy.
Yes.
What area code entitles subscribers to a lifetime long-distance number?
Brain fart.
No. 700.
Item number two, what's coming off, John?
Shirt.
Shirt, okay.
Take a look, ladies.
All right, take a look, ladies. Outside on the balcony in 42-degree weather.
Yeah.
And he's taking his...
You girls take a look.
Mike, take a picture. It'll last longer. Hey, Anissa. Step up, Anissa.
Okay, I'm going to get this one.
What baby girl was born February 23rd, 10,000 B.C.?
God, that's tough.
Pebbles Flintstone.
Oh, gosh.
Pebbles Flintstone. What are you taking off, Anissa?
Item number three, Anissa. What's coming off?
I guess I'm taking my pants off.
Pants coming off. Hey. Well, go ahead.
It's coming on off.
Take your pants. Oh, look at that. Look at that underpants thing she
like
got on.
Like a G-string type black thong.
Yes.
Very nice.
Can you guys see that?
Sorry.
Look at the guy with his shirt off pressed against the window. Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Horn dogs. Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Mark, step up. Mark.
Yes.
What Shania Twain recording became the best-selling country music album ever in 1996?
I hate country music. I don't know.
He doesn't know, Don.
The Woman in Me.
Woman in Me. And it's item number two. What do you think? It's the shirt.
Way
to go, Mark.
Oh, Mark is taking his shirt off.
They're a big man.
Yeah.
Did you call him a fatty?
Anissa? Big daddy. Big daddy.
Oh, big daddy. Big daddy. Miranda with the see-through bra. Hi, yeah. Miranda.
Hi.
Hi. What nation bid adieu to the United Kingdom in 1921? Lightning round.
No idea.
Ireland.
Ireland.
I was going to say that.
Give Ireland back to the Irish. Item number two.
It seemed like no way.
What's coming off, Miranda? Item number two.
I'll take the skirt off.
Skirt. Oh, take your skirt off.
Oh.
Wow, look at that. Matching see-through underpants.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that nice?
And look at that. What a nice garden that is. let's see. Well, you know, I like that look better than the landing strip
look.
You
do. You do indeed.
Hey, Mitch.
Yeah.
How you doing, Mitch?
Smashing.
Mitch, what country has the most Portuguese-speaking people in America? Or in the world, I'm sorry.
Portugal?
Oh, goodness.
Did you just give it away?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
What country has the most Portuguese-speaking people in the world?
Portugal?
No.
No, it's not.
And the instant replay just went dead. The thing that should have gone.
We'll just hit it again.
You got it, Robbie?
Hey, Wendell. Wendell, we just wake you up?
Yeah, Wendell, the instant replay just broke again. There. I got it. No, it's Brazil.
Item number three. What's coming off, Mitch?
Shirt.
The shirts.
Shirt. What do you think, ladies?
Yeah.
Not a lot of comments.
Who's next? Jennifer?
Jennifer is next on the list.
Jennifer, step up, please. Jennifer, what real-life series is hosted by a former member of TV's The Untouchables? Or was? What real-life TV series was hosted by a former member of TV's The Untouchables?
Unsolved Mysteries?
That's right.
All right. I get to keep my clothes on.
Unsolved Mysteries. I'm Robert Stack.
It doesn't work like at home.
It doesn't work with this. I'm Robert Stack. Wendell was in the limo. Getting a BJ.
Ian, step up, Ian. Where are you?
Don and O'Meara.
Hello. What country is only bordered by Spain?
Portugal.
That's right.
That's your first correct answer, Ian.
I'm on a real Portuguese thing with the dudes right now with the questions.
There's a Portuguese flavor in this whole room today.
Lauren. Lauren, tie-dye friend. Hello, Lauren.
Hi.
How many tablespoons fill a cup?
Okay, I can do this. There are...
You got to do it fast.
Jeez.
Sorry, Lauren.
32.
16.
Oh.
16.
Item number three. What will you be removing, Lauren?
The bra. Doing the bra trick.
The bra trick,
all right. Because she's a... So you're down just to your underpants and your shirt, right?
She has two items of clothing remaining.
All right, we'll wait for Lauren to do the bra trick.
It's going
to
take a minute.
Why is that?
Because I have to struggle.
Okay, we'll wait.
I'm not a petite girl.
You know something, Lauren? It's just like when we're doing this show sometimes. We have to struggle, too.
I'm not surprised.
What are you doing, you pervert? Who is that out there, Opie?
That's Opie. He's
doing it.
Opie's just waiting for his chance to answer a question.
I thought he was just standing there looking at her taking her bra off.
You know, we do that occasionally. We project our own thing on people.
Okay. You're right. It is going to take you a while, isn't it?
Go ahead.
All right, we'll move on to Opie.
Jesus, don't dislocate your shoulder.
Opie, what were the only three light bulb wattages available until 1916?
You want me to list all three of them?
Yes. All right, we'll move on to Opie.
Jesus, don't dislocate your shoulder.
I just heard something on delay.
So did I.
Okay, do you have an answer?
45, 60, and 90.
You're pretty close. 40, 60, and 100.
Item number two, Opie, what's coming off?
Shirt.
Okay.
And that's the end of round number three, Bob.
And you realize while Opie's taking his shirt off, Lauren is still struggling to get her bra off.
My God. I mean, Harry Houdini, you are not.
No. Why didn't you just take your shirt off?
I'm more comfortable this way.
You're more comfortable this way.
She's got it. Oh, it's tie-dye, too.
Look at her pull that thing out.
There
okay.
We go.
All right.
And that's the end of round number three.
Okay, that's it. Yeah, we're done with... We're done with this round. We're up on a break. Mike, who's in the most imminent danger of being naked?
We got a few people. Anissa has not had a correct answer. She has only two items of clothing remaining. Also, Mitch is in dire straits. And Lauren, who just finally got her bra off, she is also bringing up the rear.
All right. We'll probably have somebody naked in the next break. We will be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, The Don and Mike Show.
I just noticed something that in one of your interviews with John Candy, I believe, it looked like an older interview, you had less hair than you have today. How do you explain that?
I don't wear a wig, sir.
Paint your bald spot?
What bald spot?
You paint your bald spot?
I don't know what you're talking about, sir. My hair grows.
Do you paint your bald spot?
I don't have a bald spot.
Well, how come you had less hair on the tape?
Maybe my hair grew. Maybe I had a bad haircut that day. By the way, something. What do you care?
Paint your bald spot?
I don't. Do you paint your bald spot?
Paint your bald spot?
You sick.
Our thoughts are your utmost concerns. The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, yeah.
Baby.
Yeah. Okay, we have thongs here. Thongs, and I think maybe do we have pasties also, or just thongs and G-string?
All I know is that Charlie Broyhill came in with a couple of bags of stuff, and I think we've got the... Are you guys the donors of the good stuff for people to wear?
We went and got them.
You went and got them?
Hey,
of course,
and
you
for
just
that,
did this on your own?
We thank you. Well, it's too bad you girls aren't playing the game today.
Yeah, that's a shame.
What's your names, girls?
I'm Evelyn.
Kelly.
And you're from Reno.
Mm-hmm.
And what did you bring down?
I brought you guys a little surprise.
A little surprise? Okay.
Where's Wendell? We have something for Wendell.
Wendell's on the floor.
Wendell, his first. This is for Wendell.
What is it? It's an erotic candy.
A little erotic chocolate.
There you go, Wendell. Okay. A big chocolate boner. That's what it is.
I don't know who wants this one. It's open.
Oh, more candy.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right,
there
we go.
They're just chocolate suckers.
Thank you. Oh, that's a... now I see it.
Okay. Who would like this one?
Okay, all right. Enough with the penis and the suckers and stuff. What else did you bring? Come on.
You keep that for you.
Oh, so...
What else do we have?
Keep in mind.
Did you see the G-strings?
No, we haven't seen the G-strings. That's what we'd like to see, please. This is exactly what we were looking for tonight. Oh, now look, these are like novelty G-strings.
Now that is funny.
Cool.
Novelty G-strings.
It's going to work.
For the guys to wear. See where they put their penises in, and it looks like a giraffe's neck, or it looks like an elephant's trunk.
That's great.
What else you got?
You have some other ones here?
Elisa, would you turn that music off, please? Thank you. Thank you very much.
This one with the tape measure.
And those are those little, oh, wow, look at that.
The tape measure doesn't come out. They're just that big.
And are those pasties you have there?
Yep, we have a few.
Oh, look at the... Now, see, Mike, those are like showgirl pasties.
Very good. Real professional.
Those are you girls. You're wonderful to get that stuff for.
That was terrific. Are you coming out to the show tonight?
We are. Very absolutely.
Good. Okay, good. Well, then we'll see you girls there.
Thank you.
Thanks, ladies.
Thanks for shopping for us. We appreciate it very much. Thank you, girls. Thank you. Bye-bye.
These people with tassels.
And, Mike, you're eating one of the erotic candies right now?
The chocolate quality might surprise you.
What are you eating, a chocolate labia?
Yes, I am.
No. Is that what that is?
It's very good.
All right, are we ready to get back to the game?
Okay. I ate the whole thing and fell apart from my mouth.
Oh, no.
That's not the first time Olivia's fallen apart in your mouth, has it? Hey, behave yourself.
Oh, dear.
Everything's falling apart. I'm really
sorry. Yeah, right, bro. You're eating some Coco Literus. Coco Literus. I don't want to pronounce
it.
Coco Literus.
Chocolate Clitoris. A chitterus.
Great taste.
Hey, you got chocolate in my clitoris.
You got clitoris in my chocolate.
Hey, two great tastes that taste great together.
This is a naughty little town, isn't it?
It sure is.
It sure is.
Okay, let's get back to the game. We got a lightning round coming up here.
Right.
So, boy, am I glad we're back on the air. How many of you were eavesdropping on my fight with my family?
Not me.
Yeah. Anissa, you were?
Yes.
Yeah. Blue, you were?
I thought it was fight with Harris.
Some kind of t-shirt.
Tahoe over the nudity.
Yeah. No, it's fight with my family.
Wow.
That's what we're arguing about.
Is everything working out with that?
Yeah. I mean, you know, relatively so.
Uh-huh.
It's a t-shirt. I cannot believe that I'm in this gigantic argument with my wife and my son about a friggin' t-shirt.
That was pretty intense.
Yes, it was.
It was very intense, and we all heard it.
I'm sorry, Mike.
That's
sorry.
All right. I know. You know it doesn't matter.
I'm sorry you had to hear that.
Sorry.
Blue.
Yes.
Blue is one of our leaders. Blue only has one item of clothing removed.
All right, Blue. Here we go. Blue, what state made the United States the fourth largest country in 1959?
Hey, guys.
Hey, listen.
Guys.
Hey, you dummies.
I'll guess Connecticut.
No.
Okay.
That works.
Look, the guy outside said the answer.
Guys, you got to watch that, okay? And, Blue, it's time for you to remove your second item of clothing. What's coming off?
What are you taking off, Blue?
I'll take my underwear off.
Oh, take your underpants off.
Okay. Long sweater, huh?
All right.
Take your underpants off.
You know, Don and Mike like to work, Blue.
And who was it that sent the answer? John?
Yes, sir.
John, you dope. Jesus.
John is down to three items of clothing.
Lucky for you, she gets Connecticut.
John has his shirt off, too, ladies.
All right.
Look at him out there.
All right, John, what Michael Jackson album gave us five number one singles?
Thriller.
Bad.
Item number three, John, what's coming up?
Socks.
Socks.
Yeah, it's in Alaska.
And this is for the ladies and for the guys. When Don's asking the questions and it's not your turn, yeah, we got to keep our voices down.
Just a little bit.
It's all coming over the microphone.
Hey, and John?
Yeah.
Don't ever let anybody tell you that that look of rolling up the bottom of your blue jeans went out like 20 years ago. You see what he's done with the bottom of his blue jeans?
I can't see from here, but I know the look you're talking
about. You know, like
about.
The rolled up look like on Happy Days?
Oh, there we go.
Okay, you see what I mean?
Hey, all right, go get a bamboo pole, go down and get some catfish.
Hey, Anissa. Anissa, eavesdropping on my private conversations you were. All right, Anissa, here you go. What geographic term describes a hill with sharply sloping sides and a flat top?
Anissa is down to two items of clothing.
Yeah? Isotope. No. Butte. B-U-T-T-E.
And item number four, what will you be removing, Anissa?
I bet your cooter is a butte. I can't wait to see it.
So, like, I have two more items.
You have, after you remove this item, you'll have one remaining item.
So you either have to take off your top and your bra or your underpants. Come on, Anissa.
That's the way the game works. Are you just realizing that now, Anissa?
You called us, Anissa.
She's making the decision.
I guess I'll take my shirt off.
Shirt off!
That's the right decision.
You're my friends.
That's the right decision.
All right.
This too?
Yes, the bra.
That'll give you one item of clothing remaining.
Oh.
Bravo. And then there was one item of clothing remaining.
Oh, now what? Are the guys looking at you? Well, and next time they'll be able to see you, and this is Anissa. Mark.
Mark is down to three items of clothing.
Hello, Mark.
How you doing?
Incidentally, if you don't know, again, we're live in Reno. The guys are outside on a balcony where it's roughly 42 degrees.
Excellent. Yes.
What are sportsmen hoping to find in a creel?
Shrimp.
The answer is fish.
Ah, but it doesn't count.
No.
Item number three, what's coming off, Mark?
Oh, there's the pants.
Okay, here we go. Now, ladies, you want a treat?
No, it ain't much.
Let's take a moment and look at Mark take his pants off.
Good job, Mark. Good job.
Shocker, he wears black underpants. Hey, Miranda.
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, it's starting to smell like a creel in here.
It is.
Just a little bit.
Now, Miranda is down to three items of clothing.
What drummer signed his last name with a star on the Discover card he designed?
Ringo Starr.
Ringo Starr is correct, Miranda.
That's your second correct answer. You're one of our leaders, Miranda.
Okay, Mitch.
Yo. Mitch, down to two items of clothing.
Oh, really? What year followed 1 B.C.?
1 A.C.?
No, 1 AD.
Item number four, what's coming off, Mitch?
The pants.
The pants. My pants.
This is ACBC.
Very nice underwear, Mitch.
There he is. Smashing.
Nice boxers. Let's go to Jen. Hey, Jennifer.
Has three items of clothing remaining.
Jennifer.
Yes.
Who sang Things Go Better with Coke in 1969 and then switched to Pepsi in the 1980s?
Quiet, guys.
Jennifer?
Guys, quiet.
I don't know.
Ray Charles.
Ray Charles, and item number three, what's coming off, Jennifer?
What are you taking off, Jennifer?
I'm going to take off my pants.
Pants coming off here.
There you go.
Oh,
very
nice.
Yeah.
Another black phone.
Yeah, it's nice underpants.
Very nice.
Hello, Ian. And you know, with Ray Charles, I guess it really would be the taste, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it's not like you can put one down in front of him and say, hey, I enjoy this Coke, and you give him a Pepsi.
It'd be an easy way to do a blind taste test.
put a cup of urine in front of him and say, how do you like this Mountain Dew?
This is not the best I've ever tasted. Ian is down to three items of clothing.
Ah, what candy replaced the cigarettes given away at the White House starting in 1988?
Oh, good, a softball. Hershey's Kisses.
M&M's.
Item number three, what's coming off, Ian?
I'm coming off.
Shoes. Okay, take your shoes off. And imagine that. Enjoy your visit to the White House.
Yeah.
Have some cigarettes.
Mm-hmm. I have a box of Bill Clinton M&M's after they made the switch, as a matter of fact. I'll keep them forever.
Right. Lauren.
Yeah, hi.
Lauren is down to two items of clothing.
Oh, she sure is.
She is indeed.
Yes, I am.
Who was the only grandfather to play in the NHL All-Star Game?
Oh, gosh. Why are you asking me sports?
Lemieux?
That's cute.
I don't know.
No, the answer, he's in this room. Buzz Burbank.
Thank you.
No, the answer is Gordie Howe.
Gordie Howe, of course, and it's time for you to remove your fourth item of clothing. What's coming
Underwear.
Off? Underwear.
Underpants.
Underpants coming off here.
All right, so
she's going to leave the big tie-dyed T-shirt for the big finish.
She's down just to her shirt.
There
okay,
you go.
And Ope.
Yo.
Step up, Ope.
Yo.
Are you cold out there, Ope?
It's quite chilly.
Opie is one of our leaders. He has three items of clothing remaining.
Four.
What Latino sitcom character hated that his mother-in-law called him Mickey?
Oh, Desi Arnaz.
What character?
Ricky. No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Okay.
And Opie, you do have three items of clothing remaining.
You should.
I do need the last name, though.
Ricky,
Look at him. Ricky Ricardo.
And Opie, it's time for you to remove your third item, and I hope you've been playing by the rules.
No, I have. I got the first two right. I've only missed one so far.
I have you down missing the first one, getting the second one, missing the third one, and missing the last one.
The first one was, Hootie and the Blowfish, and the second one was Madison, Wisconsin. I got both those right.
He did get two right.
All right, I'll put you down for the first one. That's my mistake.
But now he's Ricky Ricardo because he didn't know Ricky Ricardo.
So remove your second item of clothing, Opie. I'm sorry about that.
This will be my second, yes. Are you ready, ladies? This is a spectacle to behold.
Oh, wow.
There's the sunken chest.
And that's there the end of round number four, Bob.
You loved him in Schindler's List. Now he's dancing out on our terrace.
That's you got me.
And now back to Squid Trivia.
Sorry, where are we, Mike?
We are just about to go into round number five, and we have a lot of people that are verging on total nudity.
You got any names?
Well, just call me crazy. Lauren is down to her very last item of clothing. So is Mitch, and so is Anissa. All of them are facing elimination, and our leaders are Blue and the aforementioned Opie.
All right, stay tuned, everybody.
And Miranda.
We will have people getting naked in our next segment live from Reno. We will be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
We just go, please. We go. Baby, look at me. Look at me. Your money, and you know what else? You're a big winner tonight. I want to leave. You're a big winner. I'm going to ask you a simple question. I want you to listen to me. Who's the big winner here tonight at the casino? Huh? Mikey, that's you. Mikey's the big winner. Mikey wins.
If you don't like them, Topski Eski. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right, Ski.
Yes, Ski.
And listen, we want to thank Moray Distributing Budweiser here in Reno for giving us extra money to play strip trivia today. Our first prize winner gets $1,000.
Wow.
Second prize, $350. Third prize, $200. Tonight the show is on at Harrah's at Lake Tahoe. We will hit the stage at 8 o'clock with our Las Vegas-style show, the regular show that we planned on doing from day number one.
We're going to have a great crowd out there. It's a fantastic show, and we're looking forward to seeing everybody out here in Tahoe.
And we want to thank Harrah's and also the people at KPLY for making that happen. Rick Springfield was supposed to be the mystery guest today. That was screwed up.
Too bad.
Rick Springfield's new album, Rick Springfield Alive, Greatest Hits Alive, is available now at your local record store.
How many Rick Springfield fans do we have in here, ladies?
Any?
Fantastic. Yeah, thanks for sharing that. All right.
Come on, ladies. Come on. Give it up for Rick.
Rob, I know you're a big fan.
I am.
Be on the show someday soon. Now, let's get back to strip trivia. And this time, really, no BS, a lightning round.
I should point out that in round number four, we only had one correct answer, and that was given by Miranda.
Okay, Miranda.
What a lightning round.
All right, here we go. And these are all going to be the genius questions.
Oh, the penis 3 edition?
These questions are from Trivial Pursuit, the know-it-all edition.
Oh, very good. Very difficult.
All right, Blue, step up.
Very complicated.
Are you ready, honey?
Yes.
All right, here you go, Blue. What nation relies upon the Irrawaddy River as its chief economic lifeline?
What's that river?
Irrawaddy. Irrawaddy.
I think you had it right.
Yeah. Irrawaddy. What is it, honey?
Israel.
Burma.
And it's time for item number 3 to come off. What's coming off? Blue.
Shirt? Oh, yes, sir. Got to say it on the microphone, please.
My shirt.
All right, Blue. Thank you. And fellas, I... Hi there, John.
How you doing?
Why are you just waving with one pinky?
Oh, I'm waving at the girls through the window standing in the hallway.
Yeah, you know, when I just went out in the hall for a second, I saw all the women of KPLY who are standing out there with signs.
Rating the guys.
Rating the guys from number 1 to number 10 as they look at them outside.
Absolutely.
And as you know, the guys are out on the balcony. I'm hearing traffic now as we're coming up on 3:30 local time in Reno. Do you see a lot of street traffic down there, Johnny?
No, not a lot. It's kind of a quiet part of downtown.
Well, maybe somebody from one of the hotels across the way will sneak a peek at you, Johnny.
Hold on. Let me just... John, don't say anything. Let me turn this up and see if we can hear anything.
Oh!
No, I'm sorry. All we heard was feedback.
That was good feedback, too. That was the cerebral cortex feedback.
All right, Johnny. What Asian seaport nation forbids the sale of chewing gum?
My testicle just dropped.
So do Wendell's.
Hey. China.
Singapore.
Item number 4, John, you are almost down to your last. What are you going to be removing?
Pants.
It's a big Western belt buckle. I rarely get to see the guys by
trivia. His bonds.
And some black underwear again.
Oh, there he is, ladies.
No skid marks in this group.
Get a good look.
Oh, I got numbers 8, a 7, a 7, and an 8.
Oh, he's talking about the ratings he's getting from the women who work here in a radio station.
Very good.
Reading his scores.
Anissa.
Anissa, you are down to your last item of clothing.
Oh, this could be it. Could be cooter time.
DJ.
Anissa.
Yep.
What is inscribed on the statue of Mr. Faber in the movie Animal House?
I don't know.
What was that, honey?
I didn't say anything.
Famous.
In God we trust. I don't know.
In God we trust. No, it's not. It's knowledge is good.
Knowledge is good, and it's time for you to remove your last item of clothing.
Oh, Anissa.
Wow.
Landing strip.
And then there were 9.
That's all I can tell you, Anissa. Landing strip. But damn, she's comfortable with it, isn't she?
She's totally comfortable with her nudity. Way to go, Anissa.
All right, Anissa, you're the first out. Thank you for playing the game.
Lovely, Anissa.
And here we go to... Oh, Mark is next.
Mark has 2 items of clothing remaining.
Hey, Mark?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Mark.
What patriotic song? It is funny just seeing him out there. What do you have besides underpants?
Socks.
Oh, okay, socks.
The sexy socks.
What patriotic song did Julia Ward Howe write the lyrics to?
America the Beautiful.
Battle Hymn of the Republic.
Item number 4, what's coming off, Mark? I hesitate to ask.
Clearly the socks. The
clearly.
Oh, Jiju coming out too early.
Clearly the socks.
Clearly the socks are coming off.
All right, Miranda.
Miranda is down to 2-3 items of clothing.
Okay.
Sorry, I wasn't paying attention. It was Mark.
Miranda, what gas caused the Hindenburg explosion? It wasn't from Mark, incidentally.
Thank you.
There's a
little horn beep.
Propane?
No hydrogen, honey. Hydrogen.
Item number three, what will you be removing, Miranda?
I'll take my shoes off. I'll take my shoes off.
Okay, oh, all right, because she still has her see-through bra and her see-through underpants.
Yes,
she has
two items of clothing remaining.
Okay, Mitch.
Mitch, you are down to your last.
Yo.
There he is.
Hey, Mitch, what would you wiggle if you wiggled your minimus? And you might be wiggling your minimus in a moment.
Your hips.
Your hips. No, it's your little toe.
That's it for you, Mitch. Now outside on the balcony.
Oh my God. There's a naked man out on the balcony. Jesus.
And
well,
then,
girls?
Then there were eight.
Did you get a look? Anissa, what did you think? What did you think, Anissa?
They're a little speechless, Don.
Come on, be honest. Be honest. What'd you think?
It's a four.
What?
It's a four. Rating a four.
A
four.
He's a four. He's a four.
Four.
Jennifer, did you get a good look at him?
Yes, I did.
And what did you think of him
I'm
naked?
I think
Anissa's
guest, too.
Very
good.
A four.
Hey, all I know is Mitch is probably feeling pretty good about himself right now.
He sure is. And Jennifer, you have how many left? Two?
Yeah.
Two, okay.
Yeah.
How many sides does a snowflake have?
Six.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's your second correct answer. Way to go, Jennifer.
And that was from the know-it-all file. Very good, Jennifer. Ian.
Ian is down to two items of clothing.
Ian, where are you, my man?
I'm holding.
Okay, here he is. Hi, Ian.
How you doing?
How are you doing?
The guys are cracking me up.
Ian, what is the medical term for low blood sugar?
Diabetic?
Hypoglycemia.
Oh.
Item number four, what are you removing, Ian?
Pantalones.
His pants.
His pants.
The ladies are all looking at his pants.
His pants.
They mysteriously
slide
to the floor.
Thank you.
All right, now this could be it for Lauren.
Lauren is down to her last. She is simply wearing one of her lovely tie-dyed T-shirts.
Lauren, who recounted his travels through Asia in a book entitled The Description of the World?
Livingston?
Marco
Polo.
Polo.
And that's it for you, Lauren. It's time to get completely naked and...
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, and she's doing a dance for us.
Oh, my God.
Way to go, Lauren.
Wow.
Good job.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, man.
That is a lot of woman.
Oh, man.
Absolutely. Boy, they're dropping like flies.
Well, you know what? She was not wrong. She is not shy about her nudity.
She is comfortable with her nudity.
Hey, Hope.
Opie's down to two. No, I'm sorry. I was wrong again. I'm not going to cheat you again, Opie.
Thank you, sir.
You are our leader, Opie, with three items of clothing remaining.
You just jinxed me. Thank you, O'Mara.
You're welcome, Opie.
Ope, who was the 1960 NBA Rookie of the Year? Opster?
Pistol Pete.
Nope. Wilt the Stilt.
And O'Mara says it's time for you to remove your third item of clothing. What's coming off, Opie?
Will Chamberlain.
Shoes
and socks.
Gladys outside.
Shoes and socks.
And that's the end of the fifth round, Bob.
And now we did lose some people in that round, right?
We lost Anissa, we lost Mitch, and we lost Lauren during that round.
All right, now who's closest in our next round to
Almost
going?
Almost everybody. Blue and Opie, they're our two leaders. Close to elimination right now, Mark with one item of clothing left. We have Miranda with two items of clothing left. Jennifer with two items of clothing. Ian is almost out of the game with one item left. And Opie, who has two items of clothing left.
All right, we'll have more naked people live from Reno on this special Reno edition of Strip Trivia right after this.
Number one, Arbitron Lady, the Don and Mike Show.
Zita Bindua! Zita Bindua!
Stop it, you're scaring me. Oh, cool, you're learning Cassandra's language. I've never seen you so mental over a girl before. Are you gonna marry her?
Garth, marriage is punishment for shoplifting in some countries.
Hey, what's Fat and Black with a simple back? Why, it's the Don and Mike Show.
asshole.
All right, now hold on. I got a tape here somewhere that says we're back. Oh, here it is, right here.
And now back to strip trivia. Only
go.
On the Don and Mike Show.
Now we're going to be live at Tahoe tonight at Harrah's.
Harrah's Lake Tahoe.
And if you're thinking about getting tickets, forget about it because they're all gone.
But if you want to come up and gamble, you might, you might see Buzz running around the casino.
Because if Buzz is not farting,
yeah.
Buzz is gambling.
He's a gambler. He's a big farter.
Oh, my God. Buzz let a beefer go here in the studio.
It was the stinkiest fart I've ever smelled.
It must have been the calamari, oysters, and asparagus I had last night.
Ladies, we apologize.
We're sorry about Buzz.
We're sorry about Buzz's anal vapors.
I wish he was more like Don and me. You
know, we will hit the stage tonight at Harrah's in Tahoe at 8 o'clock. On Monday's episode, you will hear everything that happens this weekend at the show. Plus, you're going to hear the tape of Rob up in New York with the Sopranos.
Right.
And he did get to talk to Jim Gandolfini.
Fantastic.
He did get to talk once again to Meadow Soprano. He talked to AJ Soprano. I think he talked to the old man, the Junior Soprano.
Did you get Junior?
And
I spoke to June for a long time. I spoke to everyone except Paulie and Big Pussy.
Oh, and fantastic.
He has something that he's labeled a big surprise.
Ooh. Hey, that's great, Rob.
So you'll hear that on Monday's episode. Okay, back to strip trivia.
We go to round number six with a lot of people teetering on the edge of total nudity.
And you know, we thought that we were going to have to fill out the crowd with some pro-hoes.
Didn't have to do that.
But as it turns out, all of the girls that are here today are our regular working gal. I mean, don't mean working gals.
No, the working gals were here before.
And Wendell will be going to see them later tonight.
Woo-hoo!
And the guys are out on a patio right now.
Right.
Let's get to Blue. Blue, step up, honey.
Blue, hi. One of our leaders, she has two items of clothing remaining.
What TV comic said nothing in life is fun for the whole family?
Blue. Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby? No, Jerry Seinfeld.
Item number four, what's coming off?
Blue?
My bra.
Bra trick.
Your bra. Well, then we're going to be able to see your boobs anyway, though, because of that shirt you have on.
There we go.
She has a shirt that has, it's a wife beater shirt.
Muscle shirt.
You know what I mean. Yeah, muscle shirt, Rob, as some people call it.
A tank top, others refer to it.
Yeah. Okay, well, she did it successfully. She got the bra off. Johnny.
Hi-o.
Johnny.
John is,
the wind's kicking up a little bit.
John is down to his last item of clothing.
Okay, here you go, John. Before we have to see your twig and berries, what president's face graces the $100,000 bill?
Grant.
Woodrow Wilson.
And that's it for you, Johnny.
And there he is. Now, wait a minute.
What is that?
What the hell?
What is that thing?
He's got something on his balls.
Oh.
He had some kind of apparatus on his nuts.
That was very... Right. Don, I found that extremely disturbing.
So did I. What was that?
Like...
Hold on. You like it, Rob? Shocker. All right, then John's out.
John's out, and now Mark's next.
Hey, ladies, what did you think of what John had to offer.
Yeah, go ahead and give him the ratings. Anissa, I know you were giving ratings before. What do you? What number do you give old Mark? John, rather.
Well,
I think he was less than the last guy, so he's
got to
be lower than a four.
That's Miranda, lower than a four.
Less than the last guy.
It's a stupid joke thing. That's why he's lower score.
Less than the other guy. Okay.
Now, I'm sure he's feeling good about himself now.
Mark.
Sure.
Mark is down to his last time.
Now, listen, I feel for Mark. Look at him out there. It is getting cold. I was just told
that
during the break
inflation.
That the current temperature is down to 32 in Reno.
Hey, it's the freezing, Mark. Way to go.
So the guys are standing outside. On the balcony, here you go, Mark. What 1969 Michael Crichton novel introduced an invincible microorganism?
I think
are you taking a BM or are you thinking?
Oh, I'm not taking a BM yet.
I mean,
I think I know this one.
Did you see him concentrating?
Yeah. The Andromeda Strain.
Hey!
Yeah!
You pulled that out of your ass.
Way to go. All right.
No pun intended. Very nicely done, Mark.
Only his second correct answer.
Miranda.
Yeah.
Miranda is down to two items of clothing, her bra and her panties.
What do the initials LED stand for?
Laser electrical data.
Nope, it's light emitting Diode.
It's time for item number four. What will you be removing,
I'm
Miranda?
I'm taking the bra.
The bra.
Okay, good. Well, please do take your bra off.
Very good.
How many piercings you got there, girl?
I have another one too.
Oh wow!
Well, hold on. How many? You got two in that one nipple?
No, just one.
It's called a barbell.
What is that, Buzzy?
It's called a barbell.
It's like the one Buzz has.
In one nipple.
Yeah. And you'll hear outside, what you hear now is the sound of...
my teeth chattering.
Who is that?
Ian.
Ian. Ian is...
No, wait a minute. Rattling.
Yeah, all right. Well, we've got to go to Jennifer. Right?
Yeah, Jennifer's before Ian.
And Jennifer's down to two items of clothing.
See, because Jennifer, other guys have lost, so you've moved up in the rotation.
Oh. People have dropped out.
Here we go. Okay. What is the most desirable part, of a Fitch polecat?
Tail?
Hell no. It's fur or it's pelt.
And it's item number four. What will you be removing, Jennifer?
We might see your fur.
Its tail is attached to its fur.
Honey, the card says it's fur or it's pelt. Damn. So can we see your fur or your pelt?
All right, I'll take off my bra.
Oh, take off your bra. Okay.
Bra coming off.
Now, are you going to leave your shirt on, though?
This is item number four that she's reserved. It's a low-cut
top.
She has to have one item of clothing.
Oh, I got you. Okay. All right.
Okay. Sure. Do I have to take off my shirt, too?
Yeah.
Yes.
Everything.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
You have to have one. When you get done now, Jennifer, you have to have one item of clothing remaining.
Ready, number.
Okay, now she's taking her shirt off.
Shirt's coming off. Now she has two items of clothing remaining.
And here we go. The bra clasps in the back.
Ian's at the window.
Bravo! Bravo.
Yes.
And thank you.
A nice smile to acknowledge the crowd.
Very nice. And now we go to Ian, right?
Yeah, now we go to Ian, who sounded like Angela Lansbury, you know, giving herself a mini massage.
Hey, Ian, did you get a chance to check out Jennifer?
Yeah, I can see her from here.
You what?
I can see her from here.
You can see her from here. Do you like what you see? Hold on. You know, I'm going to ask the guys to rate the girl as much as the girls are rating the guys.
Oh, a little tattoo on Jennifer. I just
okay, come that. Back to the microphone now.
Bye-bye.
Give her a scale from 1 to 10.
We'll go 8.5.
8.5.
Hey, very good. Very nice.
All right, it's tallywhacker time if you don't get this one right.
I am aware.
What kind of animal is the three-toed South American Darwin's rhea?
Would that be a sloth?
That would be a bird.
Oh,
and
a bird.
That is it for you, Ian. Time to get...
Oh, my God. You know, why is it that no guy is shy when he takes his clothes off?
You know, I never get to see this, Don.
Why is it that no guy is shy?
I don't know, but they shouldn't be shy.
It's like he takes his pants off. He just stands there like, look at me.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Look at me.
It's fantastic.
The girls, would you like to comment on Ian? Yes.
Would you like to rate Ian?
A nine.
A nine. What made Ian so much better than John or that other guy?
He looks like Edward Norton. He's
they like him. They like Ian is the front runner with the guy. With the guy.
All right. Hey, Dopey.
Opie is down to two items of clothing.
Come on, Dope.
Hey, Dope, step up.
I'm there.
Okay, here you go, man. Good luck.
Thank you.
What theme song do the Harlem Globetrotters dribble to?
Hold on. It's the one about Ty Cobb. It's the Peach. Come on. Come on, Opie.
Look how mad he is.
Oh, I know it.
Oh, God.
Sweet Georgia Brown.
Item number four. What's coming off, Opie?
My pantalones.
Oh, pantalones.
His pants.
And that's the end of round number six, and we have half the contestants remaining.
You know what? I bet in the next round,
yeah,
we get a winner.
We got lots of people who are almost totally nude.
And don't forget now, thanks to our good friends at the local Budweiser distributorship, Maury Distributing, first prize is worth $1,000.
Wow.
Second prize, $350. And third prize is worth $200. Who's the leader right now?
Our clear leader right now, it's actually a tie because everybody, I'm looking on the list, Don, everybody is down to their last item of clothing. So we probably will have a winner in the next round because Blue... Also, Mark, Miranda,
Jennifer,
and Opie all are down to one item of clothing.
All right, when we come back, the questions will be from the Know-It-All edition.
That's right.
So we will get a winner, four nudes and one winner.
And Opie, because he's last in the order, has the advantage right now.
We will be right back.
Number one, Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show. The critics love Snatch. So good, it'll give douche chills to ye. The Don and Mike Show.
Everywhere I go.
All right, here we go. We're going to wind this baby up now.
And now, back to strip trivia. Only on the Don and Mike Show.
Are you singing, Charlie?
Uh-huh. Sicka.
No, we're sponsored by Harrah's.
Sorry, Don.
All right, we're going to get a winner right now on strip trivia.
Going to round number seven.
We have one, two, three girls and two guys left.
Yeah, we cut the field in half.
Now, keep in mind, once we lose two contestants, the other three are guaranteed to win cash money.
Wow. Yes, it's a reverse elimination, as Rob explained.
Blue, step up Blue.
Down to her last. Blue was very uptight about going first in the order here.
Blue, which much-admired former first lady had a father nicknamed Blackjack? Blue.
Barbara Bush?
Nope, it was Jackie O.
Jackie O, and it's time for you to get totally naked, Blue. Sorry.
Here you go, Blue.
Yeah!
Coming blue on blue. Yeah. I see something brown.
That's it, and then there were four.
Oh, nothing bad, Brown. I mean, I'm not looking at her from the back.
Right.
I'm looking at her from the front. All right, Blue. Mark. Mark out on the patio.
Indeed.
Hi, Mark.
What's going on?
A little cold out there?
Oh, indeed.
All right, now, our guys have been great sports today. They've been outside all day long on the balcony.
And Mark is just down to his black underpants.
Mark. What young, talented singer-songwriter was responsible for composing Frank Sinatra's song, My Way?
Perry Como.
Nope, it was Paul Anka.
And it's time for you to get naked.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh.
I'm going to have mushrooms on my steak tonight.
All right, now, girls, what did you think? Come on now. Let's rate now. Rate Mark. Step up, please. What did you think? Don't be shy. Don't be shy.
Mark gets a four for just showing up and going.
Yeah.
I agree with Lauren.
From the fat chick to the fat guy. Hey.
I agree. Amen. All right,
any other girls have thoughts?
No. Speechless, Don.
No, you know, they're saving his feelings. And that means now that all three contestants who are left, they're all guaranteed to win cash money.
Yes, Miranda, yeah. Jennifer, and Opie, you have all won money.
Now, it just depends how much.
Right, exactly.
Miranda.
Miranda, you are also down to your last. You can affect the order of finishing by answering this correctly.
Okay.
What would a hoodlum have if he were carrying a Roscoe?
A knife.
A knife. Honey. Take it off. It's a gun.
A gun!
A gun. Oh, but look at her. Totally naked.
Totally naked and comfortable with her own nudity.
Yes. How does it feel? Tell everybody listening right now across America how it feels being totally nude on the Don and Mike Show.
It feels fantastic.
Feels fantastic, she said.
There you have it.
Beautiful. And I mean beautiful. And Miranda, you've won $200 for coming in third. And now there's a... You know, there's a ton of room between $1,000 and $350.
Jennifer and Opie, it comes down to you two.
Jennifer, step up, please.
I thought it was supposed to go boy, girl, girl.
It goes in the order that you guys played the game.
Yeah, see, sorry about that, Jennifer.
That's okay.
Nice attempt at cheating, though.
Thank you.
Jennifer.
Yes.
Get this right and you will continue.
Okay.
Get it wrong. Look how aroused you are at this.
Thanks.
Look at her. Can you tell?
Yes.
What blonde sex symbol of the 1990s claims to have an IQ of 154?
No, it's not Rob Spiewak.
Jenny McCarthy?
Oh, it's... Sharon Stone.
Sharon Stone, and without even having to answer a question.
You dye your hair.
Of course I do.
You dye your hair.
And without having to answer, Opie has won $1,000.
Wow. Opie, you son of a bitch.
And Opie, I'll tell you this right now, whenever we have a winner on Strip Trivia, more the ladies, you have to give them a little treat.
You got to drop trout.
Yes, for $1,000. Oh, gross.
Oh, Jesus, he's really putting on the strip.
Take it for us, Opie.
Ah, oh, my God. Oh, maybe he can buy a penile implant.
Wow,
silence of the land. Oh, wow. Got it. All right.
Hey, wow, that was fantastic.
It was a good one. You are a fantastic group.
What a nice bunch of people out here in Reno.
And listen,
Too bad you're not going to see us at the show tonight, though.
Oh, that's right, Don. Yes.
It is too bad, isn't it? We can give everybody who played the game tickets to get
everybody out. Gets tickets to play the game.
Okay.
But only
one ticket each. I mean, so don't plan on bringing a boyfriend or anything. Or you guys don't plan on bringing your girlfriend.
There you go.
But, we got to let them in. These are the people that played Strip Trivia today.
Absolutely.
And listen, everybody who didn't win money, I got great news for you. You're all getting pillows.
All right.
Everybody wins a Sealy pillow from 1-800-MATTRESS.
Fantastic. You can always use a good pillow.
Call 1-800-MATTRESS. Click on mattress.com or stop by their showroom, 1-800-MATTRESS, where you leave off the last S for savings. And one lucky person will get our almost last copy of Dr. T and the Women.
Don has endorsed this movie. He loved it in his hotel room last night.
Watched it yesterday. Could not suck it off. You get a VHS copy and the CD sound rent on VD, on VD, DVD.
Wow, good read.
Oh, my God.
You can sell them.
Yeah, good read.
You do, absolutely.
Good read. All right, well, girls, thank you very much. Yes. Fellas, wherever you are, the fellas have already come inside, for goodness sake.
Yeah, they were freezing out there.
They are getting out of the cold. Thank you all. We'll see you guys at the Las Vegas style show tonight. And
who knows? Maybe some of them will participate tonight.
Yeah, hey, any chance any of you girls play any games tonight up on stage?
Oh, they're all going to play.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
They're in.
All right.
Oh, you sign your girls up for the new feud.
We're active participants.
That'd be fun. You know, to have like the girls' team.
We got our stage fright over with.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, well, a little different, though, being in front of 1,000 people. Yeah, you definitely should play our games tonight. Listen, we got to go to Buzz now. We get a fast look at news and comments.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
verboten,
one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
He made it up.
Buzz, your lead story tonight? Yep. Is it the fact that the show is almost on time today?
Well, that is big news, but no. My top story tonight is O.J. Simpson caught with his pants down.
O.J.
Ooh. O.J.
O.J. Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
Coming up.
On the Don and Mike Don Show. And
no, you know, the top story today should be that Wendell was receiving oral sex during the show.
That is big.
I mean, really. And that was very...
From a professional.
Be right back.
Number one, Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
The Don and Mike Show cordially invites you to a beautiful evening in Lake Tahoe, Nevada. Tonight, it's the Don and Mike Lake Tahoe Reno Style Show. This gala show will include all the raunchy fun you've come to expect, including the underwear fashion show, of course. The show is at Harrah's of Lake Tahoe, and it starts at 8 p.m. It's first come, first served. So make your plans now. We invite your ass to come on down.
The Don and Mike Las Vegas style show.
I'm cutting a fucking spot, Tony.
Don't miss it. Yes, girl. Perpetually battling J.D. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, we'll see you tonight at Harrah's in Tahoe.
Oh, yeah.
We spent the first hour of the show arguing with them.
Right.
And now because of that, we're probably going to get rooms on the bottom floor near the boiler room.
Yeah, we're going to be down there definitely underneath the garage.
But the show goes on tonight at Harrah's. If you don't have your tickets now, you know, tough ski-esky.
Yeah, the show is sold out.
Buzz Burbank. Yeah. And, you know, it's tough to sell out a free show, but we've managed to do it.
All the tickets are gone. I guess you can't say sell out. It's a free out.
Buzz Burbank, brought to you by Egars.com. Visit Egars.com and check out the Hoyo de Monterrey Excalibur Sampler for super premium cigars for $18.95. Order online or call 877-81-EGARS. Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. The same tabloid that nailed Frank Gifford now says O.J. Simpson filmed a porno movie on February 13th of this year.
Right.
The Globe says this took place in room 310 of the Mutiny Hotel in Miami's Coconut Grove area.
God.
O.J. reportedly, now this sounds like it came from his PR agents, this part. O.J. reportedly had sex with two women 4 times each during the filming.
Jizz.
Oh, God. That's 8 times in one filming.
Well, the guy's got to make a living.
The Globe says that as Simpson enters the bedroom, he begins to sing, "If I Only Had a Brain" from The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, that's exactly what Wendell was doing when he was receiving oral sex earlier on the show today.
Yeah, he lost control of his brain there.
O.J. Orenthal Simpson. O.J.
The Globe source says O.J. did it for the money. Simpson's lawyer admits that he was filmed inside that room, but she says there was no sex and that everybody was completely clothed. She says that when O.J. realized what was going on, he was out of there.
Hey, you know, there was sex today in this room.
Yes, there was.
I mean, Wendell had his freaking pants off.
Yeah, we've reached a new low on this show.
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to think a new high on this show. That's the first time ever. I mean, now I'm really thinking about it, that Wendell was just standing there receiving oral favors.
You mean you're only getting ooged out about it now?
Yeah.
I was ooged out about it at the very beginning.
Yeah.
As soon as I realized that Wendell wasn't going to hold back.
Yeah.
Wendell would have let it...
I know. We would have got a money shot, I bet.
How long did you and I start going, stop, stop, stop? And Wendell was just sitting there going,
that would be a first, huh?
Stunned.
First money shot on radio.
Oh, my God. That's something to look
from
forward
Wendell.
To on the show.
From Wendell. Oh.
About the grossest thing I could think of.
He would take out an eye.
He'd like Elmer's glue.
Oh,
Jesus.
American jets attacked Iraq for the second time in a week. That attack came just after word that the first airstrike missed more than half its targets. Nevertheless, President Bush says both airstrikes were successful. The strikes were aimed at knocking out Iraqi radar equipment that had been threatening U.S. and British military planes in the area. Quoting Bush, "We got his attention."
Boosh.
Sheep can finally breathe easier in Oregon.
Daddy.
A committee of state senators there has passed a bill that would make it illegal, for the first time ever, to have sex with animals.
Oh, come on.
Up till now, bestiality was not a crime in Oregon.
That's next on the show. We'll bring a sheep in here.
According to one judge, it happens more than people realize.
I bet Wendell would have sex with a sheep.
As long as the fur was trimmed.
He says some people...
I could find my way. I was so tired and sore.
The judge says some people even have sex with animals to make videos, to sell.
Yes.
But from now on, it will be a felony.
Yeah, he said that. Like, yeah, like I do it, yes.
You know about that.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Dino Don Geronimo.
Yes.
Now will be punishable by up to 5 years in prison,
oh,
where there are no sheep. In York, Pennsylvania, a man has been arrested for trying to watch one of his own movies on a VCR at Walmart.
Aren't we on in New York?
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Police say he walked into the Walmart, popped a porn tape into the machine, and started watching.
Wow.
They say he brought two other porn tapes with him as well.
Wow.
Store workers held the man until police arrived. He could get 5 years in prison for displaying explicit sexual material.
My God.
The police chief in Placentia, California.
Placenta?
It's spelled like placenta.
Placenta, California.
With an I. So I guess it's Placentia.
Right. It's right by labia.
There you go. The police chief there has ordered his officers to stop using the letter N to designate African Americans on speeding tickets. In the old days, cops...
Oh, are you sure that this is not the name of the police chief? Or the offending officer. Oh, you know, the goddamn instant
again?
Replay is breaking.
Hit her.
There you go.
Now, the police chief says, in the old days, the cops used the letter N to designate Negro. The fact that it was still being used was discovered by a woman who showed it to her fellow churchgoers after she got a ticket.
Rob is so annoying when he keeps tracking a car when we're just driving around.
It's ridiculous.
Pulls out his little scorecard.
Writing down his letters.
The police chief says, from now on, his officers will use the letter B for black instead.
Well, that isn't that nice.
That's much better. In China, a zookeeper has been mauled to death.
How you doing? Good morning, Asia. This is Cleveland Wheeler.
Hi, I'm Scott Shannon.
Good morning. It's a morning zoo.
Woo!
In China, a zookeeper has been mauled to death by a tiger.
How you doing?
Hey, zookeep!
Hey, Rob, what that in China, what did that zookeeper say right at the end?
No!
He might have.
Hit me!
Oh. Yeah, Rob had the wonderful pleasure of playing blackjack next to some Asian tourists last night.
17.
Eat me, 7. Oh! Give me cigarettes.
It's like a bad Jackie Chan movie, according to Rob, sitting next to these Japanese tourists.
Well, that may have been the sound this 19-year-old zookeeper made. He just told his coworkers he needed to go to the bathroom. When he didn't return, they called police, who found the young man's body on the ground surrounded by tigers. Investigators say the zookeeper was apparently trying to defecate on one of the big cats. They cite as their evidence.
Oh, no.
Here's what they found on the scene. Some toilet paper, some human feces, and a man's belt.
Oh, my. All right. On that note,
yes.
Boy, excellent.
He can cram a lot into that little segment, can't he?
He sure can. We thank you, Buzz. Time for a call 100 right now at a prize package selected especially for use. Phone number 877-365-3636. Be the 100th caller right now. Good luck.
Number one, Arbitron Rated, the Don and Mike Show.
Gee whiz, gang. Looks like the killer gutted the victim, strangled him with his own intestines, and then dumped the body in the river. You're right, Scoob. We're dealing with one sick son of a bitch.
Only we can fly.
They love to screw until they're tired and sore.
Yes.
Don and Mike. Oh,
yes, we do. What did Buzz got a fart again?
Again.
What did God,
you eat? What did you eat today?
Well, let's see. I had a calamari steak and some asparagus and some oysters.
No, that's what you had last night. And coincidentally, Mike told me that's what he had last night.
I didn't have the oysters. Where did you add oysters?
I don't know. Was it clams?
It was no, just the calamari steak.
Okay, all right.
But why? If I've eaten that, why would you have the horrible gas?
Exactly.
Exactly. Say your ass doesn't smell.
Exactly.
All right, let's get out of here, Buzz. We got to get up to Harris Tahoe.
We got a show. Sports. The latest report says Dale Earnhardt's seatbelt was broken during his deadly wreck at last Sunday's Daytona 500. The head doctor at Daytona says that if the cloth belt hadn't broken...
Now, do you mean head doctor like he's the head doctor, or do you mean he's the doctor like if you break your head against the wall?
No, he's the chief medical officer at Daytona.
I am the head doctor.
This Goody's headache pattern's not working. I got to go see the head doctor.
Hello, this is Dr. Cleary.
Anyway, the doctor says that Earnhardt might have survived the crash if the belt hadn't broken.
Rob had a big head, doctor.
Oh, my God, he was a specialist.
In Caldwell, Ohio, meanwhile, they're investigating the disappearance of a Coca-Cola vending machine that featured a life-sized photo of Earnhardt. The machine was stolen from outside a towing company just days after Earnhardt's death.
Quick, get it in the truck.
But we say it couldn't have been easy to steal since
it
stands 7 feet tall and 3 feet wide.
They checked the whereabouts of Frank Murphy. He's a big Coca-Cola collector. Hey, he was, God rest his soul, before he untimely passed away.
Turned to glue.
All right, Charles Oakley of the Toronto Raptors says up to 60% of the players in the NBA smoke pot. And he says they often...
Really?
He says they often take the court under the influence of marijuana. Quoting Oakley, you got guys out there playing high every night. He says the NBA's drug testing program is a joke. And after 16 years in the NBA, Oakley blames the new kids. He says they have no respect for the game or the fans.
The Wizards should hire Joe Ardinger to be their new coach.
And finally, the quote of the week comes from President George W. Bush, who said this at an elementary school while...
Did he say Harrow's is as crooked as Ron Jeremy's penis?
No.
Oh, stop.
I'm sorry, I'm just a little sore that nobody won any money.
I know, I understand.
I understand. Yeah, this is what George Bush said at an elementary school this week while talking up his education plans, and I quote the president, you teach a child to read, and he or her will be able to pass a literacy test.
Duh.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
And we thank you, Buzz.
You're back.
All right, here we go.
No.
Yes.
No.
That's it. We got to go. We want to thank our good friends at KPLY for sponsoring our trip out here today.
Yeah.
Everybody that played Strip Trivia. Also, thanks to Moray Distributing, the Budweiser distributor, for the money they gave us. And also thanks to the Moonlight Bunny Ranch, where Wendell will be going later tonight.
No, he'll be going right after the show.
Oh, you're going there before we go to Tahoe.
Right now.
Oh, Christ, right now. Call toll-free 1-888-BUNNY-RANCH. Rick Springfield, the mystery guest, will reschedule him. His new album, Rick Springfield Alive, Greatest Hits Alive, is available now on Hip-O Records.
Great, great hits.
So buy Rick's album. He's a good guy. That's it. We got to go. Have a great weekend, everybody. Don't hurt yourselves. Love you, Frida. Love you, Bart. We will be live at... Harrah's at Tahoe.
Harrah's Lake Tahoe.
Hours from now, we'll have, they're not crooked, Rob, we will have the recap on that on Monday's episode, along with Rob with the Sopranos, and we'll find out what happened to Wendell at the Bunny Ranch.
Yeah. Very good.
Now, Lisa, let's get a caller 100. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I am caller 100.
Right. Hi there. What's your name?
Hi, Phil.
Phil, where are you from?
Phil?
Yeah.
Phil, call 100. You've won the WWF No Way Out prize pack. WWF No Way Out in demand in your home this Sunday night at 8 o'clock live from Las Vegas. Call your Comcast or Cox cable system to order. Phil? Phil, thanks for listening.
Hey, thanks, Don and Mike.
You're very welcome. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you at Tahoe in a couple of hours.
All right.
Back at home on Monday. Be safe, everybody. Thank you. Good night, Buzz.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Thank you. Good night, Mike.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Rob?
Crooked.
Yes. Throw it, Mike, just like Sydney. Tyler Moore. You might just make
Wendell could have hit that.
Meow. Meow. We will see ye Monday.
So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.